about.
So easy. You gotta put it in perspective.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started.
In here.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started.
In here.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
So anyway, you horny son of a bitch, the ground rule for tonight is this. It's simple. Don't touch my daughter.
That's it?
Don't hug her. Don't shake her hand. Don't dance any closer than 3 feet away. You understand?
Those are all subsets of the same rule?
Don't touch my daughter.
It's a travesty of a mockery of a sham of a mockery of a travesty of 2 mockeries of a sham.
Oh my God! Hit me again!
All right. One more time around the block.
I think she about to pull something out of her pants.
Oh, man!
Situation is guaranteed to end in pregnancy.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Well, let's get baked.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I'm gonna boner.
Roll another.
Special kind of monster.
Just like the other one.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
This one seems to be about to quit.
Do it or I'll shoot you in the face.
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. 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 It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
A lot of people in the audience look pissed.
Roll.
Have you ever tried the fudge sprinkler?
This one seems to be about to end.
Check it out. I think you'll like it.
I don't have another cent.
Is there a difference between the Democrats and the Nazis? I can't see it.
Hang on tight, spider monkey.
Just pass it around.
Push it to limits.
I rebuke this in the name of the Lord.
I'll just pass it on down.
And now.
What I love to think about this is a puzzle. And each of every one of us is an integral piece that puts a big picture. And once we're all together, it puts a big picture. And so it lets us to see the big picture. Yeah.
Our feature presentation.
That's the female me.
Yeah.
Sweet. That's my soulmate.
That's Maniac, and I think, honestly, I think we got to go to the Insane Clown Posse march on Washington.
Just imagine, to meet
her. Imagine how fun that's going to be.
Oh, agreed.
Imagine how many people are going to be standing around trying to figure out how magnets work. It's going to be awesome.
Down with the clown till I'm dead in the ground.
That's what I hear.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what I hear. I like it.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Friday. It is the 27th of January.
All right. Two things. One is... Chip and I decided there must be pizza this morning.
Oh.
There must be pizza.
No argument. I don't know where it came from. I don't care where it came from. Let's do it.
Once you start thinking about how good pizza sounds, it's kind of impossible to settle for anything else. There must be pizza.
What's that like?
It's pretty good.
Is it?
Really cheesy pizza, too. Lots of cheese. Lots of delicious cheese on that pizza for those of us that can eat it. So anyway, beer mug, that's on you. Make that happen. And number two is...
Like he's listening.
Right, like he's up. I thought this was an interesting article in the Wall Street Journal yesterday, and I guess I never thought about this, but you know the hottest thing in electronics for the last couple of years, and especially over this past Christmas, is the voice-controlled home assistants.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Your Alexa and your Siri and whatnot that people are now... I mean... I still don't have one. I've never used one. Do I need one? Is it awesome?
I don't know. I feel like you could be lazier than you are if you had one.
But apparently people use it to turn on the TV, to turn on the lights, to turn on the air conditioning, to, you know, order groceries.
Right, so you just sit on your couch and not move.
Well, I mean, I have always wanted to be a brain in a jar.
Right.
So maybe I do need one of these. Maybe this is a step in the right direction.
That's what I'm saying.
But here's an unforeseen consequence of all the Alexas in all the homes in all the countries is the people who are named Alexa and what it's like for them.
Oh.
And there are nothing but downsides if your name is Alexa and this invention comes along. Because A, that's what people talk to you about when they meet you now is, oh, you're Alexa. Oh, you're like the Amazon thing. Oh, go get me a drink. You know, they start treating you like a personal assistant.
Would you mind? Can I hear that conversation?
You cannot. No.
One more time.
And the other thing is it's very confusing in the homes when the people in the house are talking to the Alexa personal assistant instead of talking to you. And it's very confusing as to who's talking to what. And sometimes the people will say something to the human Alexa and then the computer Alexa will think it's talking to them and vice versa.
Mm.
So it's very confusing. Here's a woman named Alexa Sussman, and she is – for instance, her mom says, Alexa, stop. And she says, what, mom? I'm taking the laundry down. What do you need? And then she finds out that it was just the mom tried to turn off the music, for instance.
Ah.
And things like that happen all the time. That'd be a real pain in the butt, right?
Yeah. You got to get rid of your kid.
Right. I mean, right? You have to choose at some point.
Yeah.
I think you do.
It's quality of life.
Here's Alexa Stott, Raleigh, North Carolina. Alexa will turn on a lot when we're playing board games. Someone will say, Alexa, it's your turn, speaking to me. And then, of course, the Echo has to chime in. And they hear a lot of, I'm sorry, I didn't get that. Could you repeat? You know, because it's, they think they're talking to them. Alexa Duncan from Asheville, North Carolina. The terrible irony of my situation is that I'm a librarian. My actual job is answering people's questions. Well, that sounds like a pretty good fit there, I would think. I love Alexa Marinos, Cleveland, Ohio. My mom is not a fan of Amazon taking her baby's name and has written not one but two strongly written emails of disapproval to Amazon.
Well, that should take care of it then.
By the way, this Alexa is 36 years old and her mom is still ticked that the Amazon assistant is named Alexa. Alexa Blankenship from Bragg City, Missouri. She is 16. My family got 4 Amazon Echo Dots for Christmas. When someone wants me, they whisper, human Alexa.
Oh, jeez.
So now you're human Alexa to differentiate. By the way, Amazon is aware that this has created a problems for some people named Alexa, and they are making some changes where you now can take Alexa off and change it to computer. Which is very Star Trek-y.
That makes a lot more sense.
It makes a lot more sense in terms of cutting down on the misunderstandings, right?
Sure.
And one other thing, and I think this is funny, I didn't know he was doing this, but Stephen Colbert apparently has been taking advantage of this to kind of play some TV tricks on people who have Alexas. He'll do things like he'll talk to the Alexa in the room where the TV is and set a reminder to watch The Late Show. He'll order a wood chipper with expedited shipping. One night he asked Alexa to read pi to the 5 millionth digit. And he's hearing from viewers all over that's happening in their homes. And they think it's pretty funny. So anyway, I never even thought about that. But I mean, I guess if your name's Alexa, this is going to affect you. And in case one more thing, in case you're wondering where they came up with the name, Alexa is named after the Egyptian Library of Alexandria.
Oh, of course.
That's where it came from.
I mean, that's what I assumed. I just wasn't sure.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm sure you would have known. I just meant for other people who wouldn't have been able to figure it out.
All right, good.
There you go. Hey, is the pizza here yet?
Not yet.
Muggs!
Well, are you counting on Muggs listening and going? No.
Yes! He should be back by now.
First of all, we have to wake him up.
There's a 7-Eleven right on Culver Boulevard.
Take it easy.
Come on.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Meacho, shall we?
I absolutely do not care.
Comedian Jay Moore will join us in studio.
Yeah.
Always a good time. We're going to talk to Mila Jovovich about Resident Evil, the final chapter.
Very how many of all of these movies have they made? Is this the sixth one?
Sixth, I think, yeah.
Hmm. You seen them all?
Yep. Yeah, I mean, it's her killing zombies. What's not to like about that?
What's not to like about that?
Right? Andy Cohen's going to be on the program today with a chance for you to go on a dating show, people.
With Andy?
No, I think he's going to host the show.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we're going to give out some information so the people that want to be on a dating show so that they can find true love like other people they see on TV. Oh. They're able to do that. That's how you find love, right?
It's the only way.
Okay. Also on the program.
Well, it's the only way to find real love.
Yeah. Well, and be there for all the right reasons.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Also on the program today, brand new Internet Roundup. We've got the movie beat. We have the NHL All-Star Weekend tickets and the grand prize drawing. And we have the same thing with the Kings of Leon. We're going to do a grand prize drawing for that as well and send somebody to Hyde Park in London to see that band as well as tomorrow night. So that's all coming up. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next. Dip, dip.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:53.
That young man giving Weezer the assist is Ralph Garman, who steps in for our first look at the showbiz beat here on a Friday. What's going on?
Oh, I like the Weezer.
I do like the Weezer.
I like the Weezer. You guys hear that the monkey song that Rivers Cuomo wrote for their
new
album?
Yeah.
Boy, it's a great tune. He's just a good songwriter.
Yes, he is. He knows what he's doing.
He's an entertaining fella. Mm-hmm. He doesn't seem happy a lot, but he seems talented and entertaining, and he writes really interesting yet fun music. Some people are artsy-fartsy, and you can recognize their talent and say, wow, he's gifted. But it's not all that listenable.
Right.
But he manages to combine fun pop sounds with really cool content and interesting variations therein.
Agreed.
That's my hot take on Rivers Cuomo.
So Weezer is good. That's
what you would say. Ralph clarified.
I broke it down.
Right.
I looked at the game tape.
Right.
I'm showing you the X's and O's. But I just love that band and I love him. Happy Gung Hae Fat Choi, everybody.
And you as well.
Tomorrow is the year of the rooster.
Oh, Chinese New Year?
Chinese New Year. Happy Chinese New Year, everybody. The year 4714 in the Chinese calendar. Gung Hae Fat Choi.
It's a Halloween song.
Chinese New Year, Chinese New Year, Chinese New Year.
No, indeed.
Things are going to happen. I eat doggies. Chinese New Year, outside my window. Chinese New Year, behind the tree. I wish the Chinese could see that their resolution should be to drive safely, and it's Chinese New Year, outside my window, please.
They want to delete that from the file.
It sounds racist.
It is a little bit racist.
You're the rooster, everybody. You're the rooster.
That's a DJ Omar Khan at KROQ.com.
Yeah. Here comes the rooster.
Right?
Is it me, or did Monkey just fly by? Can't believe it's already rooster.
You missed Monkey already?
Oh. Monkey was a hell of a year. And now it's already rooster? I can't believe that, man. Anyway, just want to give a... I wanted to give a wish to any of our Chinese listeners. Mm-hmm. It went all south so quickly. Mm-hmm. Hey, also, don't forget, today is also the birthday of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart.
Oh.
Born on this date 261 years ago in 1756. Let's not forget, by the age of 20... Wolfgang had already composed 30 symphonies, 9 operas, 6 sonatas, 5 violin concertos, and a host of other pieces. By the age of 20.
Yeah.
He's so much better than you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, rock me, Amadeus!
Rock me, Amadeus! 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 Amadeus!
1756, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart was born. By the age of 20, he had composed at least 30 symphonies, 9 operas, 6 sonatas, 5 violin concertos, and a host of other pieces. 2017, Ralph Garman played Rock Me Amadeus. Remember that version? Remember that version where they gave you his whole freaking life story?
I do. That was weird.
That was damn weird.
Yeah. I liked it.
Anyway.
Ralph, would you recommend that movie, Amadeus, to our listeners who have not seen it before? Does it not hold up?
It does hold up, Bean.
You think so? You think it would still be a good movie for people to check out now?
Absolutely. It's timeless. It takes place in the 1700s.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I get right to that this weekend.
So it doesn't feel at all dated. It's a fascinating story of a talented young man and the evil, jealous mentor who grew to hate/love him. F. Murray Abraham won an Oscar for his performance in that.
Sure.
Tom Hulce is terrific in it.
Sure. Yeah, great cast.
Great film. Check it out.
Great guy.
Great guy. Oh, Donnie. Donnie's the best. Speaking of great acting, I'm already booking my trip to London. You remember when I went to London because I had to see Monty Python perform for the last time at the O2?
You were genuinely excited about
that. I saw
the
news and I said, I'm just going to pull the trigger. I don't do a lot of pull the trigger stuff, but I saw that moment. I was like, boom, bucket list going. I might have to make it.
And it was worth it because they never came to America after that and performed 5 miles from your home a few weeks later.
Why do you have to? How come he just can't have fun?
But do you want to see Nirvana play in Seattle, or do you want to see him play in Covina.
Oh, I'm not doubting you had a great time. The trip was well worth
sounds
it.
Sounds like you are, though. It sounds like you are doubting that. They played right down the street from your house.
But
listen, listen, brain in a jar. Some people like to go places and do things.
I get that. But it was, you have to admit, it was funny. You even thought it was funny at the time after you made plans to go to England that then they booked the Hollywood Bowl.
Why are you the way that you are? Honestly, every time I try to do something fun or exciting, you make it not that way. I hate so much about the things that you choose to be.
Oh, all right. Truer words were never spoken.
What's going on in England that you're excited about?
You said you might have to do it again.
Yes, the England's National Theatre has announced that in November they are putting on a live stage adaptation of the classic film Network. Familiar with Network?
Yes.
Sure.
Which at the time was a cautionary tale about the media and now looks like a quaint story from 20 years ago. Because it has become so much worse than they ever projected it could be. Howard Beale as the anchor of a news popular news program and loses his mind literally on television and his ratings are never better. Especially when he threatens to blow his own brains out live on stage.
Well, I mean, that'll do it.
They are doing a stage adaptation of this brilliant film written by Paddy Chayefsky, which won an Oscar for that film. And playing the role of Howard Beale, the late Peter Finch won an Oscar for his work in that film. That role is being taken on by Bryan Cranston live.
All right.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Okay.
That show then. With Cranston in it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on now.
It'll probably be at the Pantages. In a month later, they just stay at home and do nothing. That's what I recommend. Where's my pizza?
Where is my pizza, by the way?
You don't live here. You can't eat it when it gets here.
It's going to be here in about 5 minutes, and you're just going to have to listen to us eat it.
I'm putting it in a manila envelope.
I like it.
I'm putting a slice in a manila envelope, and I'm sending it to Bean's house.
I like it. Maybe more than one.
Good idea.
Envelope. Like a piece per envelope. Maybe a whole,
let's
a whole
send him
pizza.
A whole pie. Yeah. What do you say? Today's celebrity birthdays. Mimi Rogers is 61 years old today. Alan Cumming turns 52. Faith No More's Mike Patton is 49. And in a related story, actor Patton Oswalt is 48 years old today.
Wow.
Patton V. Patton. I love Patton Oswalt. Where is he? Why is he on our show? Let's get him on our show.
Okay.
Somebody make a call. Hey, Muggs, if you're listening, while you're out for pizza, drop by Patton Oswalt's house and put him in your trunk and bring him in. And the lovely and talented British actress Rosamund Pike turns 38 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Beach. 624.
It's a good pizza.
We're going to have to put that pizza down here in a second.
I don't think so.
I'll let you...
not going to happen.
I'll let you finish that slice while I remind the listeners that we are continuing to give away tickets for Kings of Leon, sold out at the Forum tomorrow night. We want you to win them, and we're making it super easy for you today. No hoops to jump through, no games to play. Just give us a call at 1-800-520-1067 when you hear us play a song from Kings of Leon. Could be at any time. As soon as you hear a Kings of Leon song, pick up the phone and give us a call. What should we say? Caller 20?
Sure. Think?
Caller 20 when you hear Kings of Leon on K-Rock coming up. It is Friday morning. Ralph is here eating pizza, but ready for the movie beat. Hit it, Steve.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
What an odd batch of films this weekend. Here's what you have to choose from. You can go Digging for Gold with Matthew McConaughey.
Hey,
everybody. McConaughey stars along with Edgar Ramirez in a film about a guy who's just a loser. He's just a loser, but he's a big dreamer, and he comes up with the idea of digging for gold in the uncharted jungle of Indonesia. And it turns out things pay off for him. Or do they?
Oh.
One of those roller coaster rides where things seem to be going fine.
Right.
And then so not fine on the other side of it. McConaughey, Bryce Dallas Howard also stars. Corey Stoll, great cast in a film called Gold opening up this weekend. Here's some clips from the trailer.
We got a gold mine.
We got a gold mine.
They were coming at me from all sides.
We believe you're sitting on the largest gold find of the decade.
We're talking over $30 billion.
The military is taking over the mine.
These people are using you.
They can just steal it away.
The gold is mine.
How did $17 billion disappear overnight?
Oh. So close yet so far, right?
That hurts my heart. Also, opening up this weekend, this is Allie's favorite film. This is the film where dogs are thrown into water.
I really want to see it.
Scared dogs are just, please don't throw me in the river. And they do it, and they film it. Oh, it's lovely. It's like a dog snuff film, this movie. Everyone should go and see it because Allie loves to torture animals. This is what we know to be true. It's called A Dog's Purpose. It's about a dog, you see. And they have so many lives, but they keep their memory throughout all the lives. I didn't even know this about dogs. This is science.
Right.
And then apparently every dog will go back to meeting its first owner again at the end of all of its lives.
I see.
And then they have a happy reunion and they play with a football.
If it survives having its head held underwater.
It survives a Lassie Hallström movie.
Right.
Right. Josh Gad is the voice of our dog. Dennis Quaid is the lead. Peggy Lipton in a rare film appearance, also in this film. Here are some clips from the trailer of A Dog's Purpose.
This was me, and then this was me. Then I came back as this little guy. A lot of lives for one dog to live. It all began with a boy. His name was Ethan.
Bailey, 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 Bailey.
My name was Bailey, 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 Bailey. I could tell my time with Ethan was coming to an end.
Good boy, Bailey. I'm gonna miss you.
And then it happened. I was back. I didn't have a... I'm a girl?
Good girl, good girl.
I had a new purpose. If I can get you licking and loving, I have my purpose.
Then Ethan threw me in a river. And then I went under the water. But Ethan's diver's friends pulled me out. And I
just
still loved
blacked
Ethan because I'm a dog.
So I would say, if I could get you licking and loving, are they...
Yeah, licking and loving. That's the key to life.
It's not a great tagline.
Life, lick, love. Get the t-shirt, buy the hat.
Where are you now in your relationship with this film that you were one time so excited about, Allie?
Yeah, no. No, thank you.
Come on. Lick, love.
No.
Life,
I
lick,
can't
love.
Get over the video of
but
that.
Bailey, Bailey, Bailey.
Bailey, 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 lovely. That's not the visual I have
but
in my
lick.
Head.
But licking and loving.
Love.
Okay, guys.
Licking means love.
Wow.
Right?
Right.
Who knows that better
hard
than you?
Pass.
Right.
Come
what?
On.
Right?
What?
What about the dogs?
Right.
What about the dogs?
Yeah.
That's a good point.
All that aside, isn't Josh Gad the best voice for anything ever?
I love him
yes.
so much.
Nope. Nope.
Yeah. He's the best.
Nope.
He's got
the
one of the best.
Best
character voices from Olaf to this, whatever.
Agreed.
You hear his
yeah.
voice, and it just brings a smile to your face.
I wish they had drowned Josh Gad.
You can't help
here's the
but
thing.
Be happy when you hear Josh Gad's voice.
People get confused who we are at times. That's Bean.
Yeah.
Bean, for some reason,
inexplicable.
He can't even explain why he hates Josh Gad. All of us love, love, love him.
Then had him on.
Yes.
Loved him.
Yes.
And then
he was wonderful. He was
yes.
charming.
And then a day later, he's back to hating
yeah,
him.
Yeah, he had like amnesia. He
yeah.
had charm amnesia. Oh, I don't like him.
He's wonderful.
So disregard that voice.
And lastly, Resident Evil.
That's Yay! What I'm talking about.
The final chapter. Say it ain't so, Resident Evil. Come on. We need some more chapters. Nothing better than Alice just going after the what's that corporation? The Umbrella Corporation. Oh, and they, oh, the apocalypse. I just love these movies. Just
I do too.
Get your popcorn, you sit back, and you just watch some carnage. Like some damn zombies get blowed up good. Mila Jovovich, of course, returns as Alice. Allie Larder's back. Ian Glenn, Sean Roberts. Great cast. Resident Evil, the final chapter. Here's some clips from the trailer.
Umbrella developed an airborne antivirus. It would destroy the T-virus.
I have no reason to believe a word you say.
True, but I can offer you something you want very much.
What is that?
Revenge.
What are we gonna do?
We're gonna kill every last one of them.
Is that all you got? Because if it is, I'm gonna have to kill you.
Ramping up the action for this one.
She's going hard.
Oh.
everything out of that
right?
movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nonstop action. I love it.
In theaters everywhere. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie beat.
What did we have Stephen Jenkins on from Third Eye Blind to talk about a couple of months ago? Did he save a guy from a shark or something? What was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I think yes. it was that.
Saved
exactly.
a life, and he was very excited.
He really told that story, brought it
I
to
mean,
life.
Really,
that
we were on.
It was the weirdest
I
interview
wish he would have
ever.
Stepped off a ledge, my friend.
That was a very bizarre conversation with him. Yeah, that's Third Eye Blind. You heard it on K-Rock. It's Friday morning, 6:41. By the way, a tremendous program today, including catching up with our old friend Dave Duchovny coming up right after the top of the hour. First, though, the King of Mexico is here. He's our producer. He puts together a feature that we like to call the Kevin Bean Internet Roundup.
Yeah, brace yourself up. Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your feeling. Laugh so hard that you'll start spewing. It's Kevin and Beans, yo, Internet Roundup.
It's the best viral videos. Thank you. It's the best viral videos of the week. Put in one handy location at kevinbean.com or krock.com. Got a great batch for you here, and I want to start with this one. This is You've Got a Friend in Me, the very popular Randy Newman song. Was what, from Toy Story? Is that what it's from?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
And look, this is Bean speaking. There's nothing in the world worse than little kids talking, except for maybe little kids singing.
All right, this is Kevin speaking. And I had daughters, have uh-huh. daughters, mm-hmm. and I cried.
Absolutely.
This is the most beautiful video I've
absolutely.
Cry, baby. This is the most beautiful video I've ever seen.
100% agree.
Back to the hater.
So this is that's why I chose it, because I knew there would be a lot of people who would enjoy it. This is a dad who's sitting on the couch with his little 4-year-old daughter, Claire, and he's playing the guitar, and together they are singing You've Got a Friend in Me. Oh. And I got to be honest, if you've got a soft spot for kids, you're going to enjoy this a lot.
Girl, you got a friend.
Adorable, first
so
of all.
You've got your troubles. I've got them, too.
Oh.
She's four.
She's a little pitchy dog, but, you know.
No,
I think she sings
not.
Pretty well
she's
for
amazing.
A four-year-old.
Yeah. Really well.
Anyway, it's definitely a video you should see. This, because of what's been going on in the news, this internet roundup is
Ellie's crying.
I teared up a little.
Really?
Shut up.
This version of the roundup this week is very Trumpy because there's so much going on in the news. That Jake Bird at the Trump inauguration that we brought you earlier in the week, you can find that. The Netherlands has created their own welcome video for President Trump that's very funny. The Songify guys, the Gregory brothers, they did a great piece with the swearing-in ceremony and with the presidential inaugural address called American Carnage. It's very, very funny. There's a bad lip reading of the inauguration.
Oh,
so
good,
has got
so
to
good.
Be seen. And Triumph the Insult Comic Dog was there. He is on the Conan O'Brien show, and he's the little puppet dog that goes out and talks to people and comments on the news, and you can bet he was in full effect at the inauguration. Check it out.
Yesterday, Donald Trump will be sworn in, and on Monday, he will move into the White House, continuing his long tradition of evicting black families. Here, by the nation's capital, it's gray and overcast. Yes, the sun... Just one more of the many big stars that refuse to show up for this event. There is incredible Secret Service and police presence. It takes a lot of people to make sure that Melania doesn't run away. She's pretty old. Did you see her, those naked pictures of her?
No, I didn't.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Well, let's just say they should call her Laura Nobush. Because she saves her. I have a lot in common with Trump, actually, you know? Yeah, the only difference is the hand up my ass isn't Vladimir Putin's. You see, because he is a puppet.
So that's Triumph. There's a whole bunch more in that video. And finally, Honest Trailers has been doing fan favorites, and they've been going back and doing some of the classic movies of all time. What have they done, Dave? They did Space Jam recently. They did Princess Bride. So fans are saying, hey, go back and pick up my favorite movie. And this time, they tackled the classic Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory movie from the 1960s. And they brought in a little special help. Michael Bolton, believe it or not, who's got a new album out where he sings songs from the movies, helps out by singing his own versions of some of the songs from Willy Wonka. You'll like it.
Featuring the Creepy Man song.
Who seems like a nice guy, giving treats to you. Never ask for money, just a creepy hug or two. The Creepy Man can, cause he's got a white van with even more candy.
And the This Place is a Lawsuit Waiting to Happen song.
You'll fall in, burn your skin, in a world of safety violations. My factory has no health regulations. We don't really brew candy right. We just toss some shoes into it. Every surface someone's chewed it. Our chocolate river is mixed with sewage.
I have always been uncomfortable with the chocolate river in that movie,
it
by
is
the way.
Disgusting.
I love it. Anyway, great batch of videos. You can check them out now at krock.com or kevinandbean.com. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Kevin and Bean's, yo, Internet Roundup.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 6:53. All of this week, we've been giving you tickets for Kings of Leon. They're playing tomorrow night at the Forum. Today is your last chance. You win those tickets just by listening for a Kings of Leon song. As soon as you hear any Kings of Leon song, you call. If you're the 20th caller, you win those tickets, and then we'll do the grand prize drawing as well to send somebody to Hyde Park in London to see them as well.
Don't bother going to London. They'll probably play around the corner from your house in a couple of months after that contest. Just stay at home. Be safe.
Jay Moore on the program later on today. Mila Jovovich is going to be joining us. Andy Cohen and Dave Duchovny. How's that for a lineup? That's all coming up on KROQ. First, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for Friday. What's going on?
It's a Friday. Let me celebrate by giving you something. You know how much I love the Paley Fest. The Paley Center for Media, formerly known as the Museum of Television and Radio, does this amazing festival every year, where they take about a month, and they put it aside, and they talk to some of the casts and creative teams behind your favorite TV shows. An amazing lineup yet again for the Paley Center, Paley Fest, which runs from March 17th through the 26th. You can go to paleycenter.org to get all details. But we're talking all the heroes and villains from the CW superhero shows like Arrow and Flash and Legends. Walking Dead is going to have an evening dedicated to itself. Orphan Black, Bob's Burgers, Westworld, and many, many more. And I've got some tickets to give away to the Paley Fest. If you'd like to attend an evening with American Horror Story Roanoke.
Yay! You're all going to die tonight.
They are getting their own evening. You'll get to meet the creative team behind that, as well as the cast of American Horror Story Roanoke. I know there's a lot of American Horror Story fans who listen to the show. So if you'd like to go on March 26th at the Dolby Theater there at Hollywood and Highland, give us a call right now. 1-800-520-1067. March 26th is the date, so caller number 26 will be the lucky winner to get tickets for an American Horror Story Roanoke panel with Paley Fest 2017. Sad news, Mike Connors has passed away. Ah, Touch. Touch Connors. Love Touch. He's probably best known for playing one of the best TV private eyes ever. Classic TV detective Mannix. Mannix. The word man was right in his name. It was Mannix. Oh, sweet ass. Jesus, I love that show.
Wow.
Mannix and Rockford were like the two coolest private eyes on television.
Yeah.
Right? You had no room for Cannon?
Ah, that big, fat doofus. Cannon. Like, he's running after criminals ever. He played 400 pounds, Cannon. He was a 400-pound detective.
I can't right. I can't engage in this conversation because I don't know anything.
I have no idea what
that was. The good old days when every detective show just had the guy's last name: Cannon, Mannix, Rockford, Magnum, Banachek, Brannigan.
There were a lot of them.
There were a lot of them.
There are a lot of them.
He was on from 1967 to 1975. Did a ton of other shows as well, but never recaptured.
I didn't realize he was still alive, by the way.
Died at the age of 91 yesterday. Locally, he was best known for his great basketball skills. He attended UCLA on a basketball scholarship and played for Coach John Wooden. That's where he got the nickname Touch. Touch was his name.
It's not a great nickname.
Touch. Hey, Touch. He had the touch.
Okay. That was my nickname for a while. That's,
that's what I'm afraid of.
Had to move out of state. Escape it.
Creepazoid. Queen and Adam Lambert are teaming up again. How perfect is that? He's like
the perfect
lead singer for that band. They are heading out on another summer tour. Begins June in Phoenix and then wraps up in August in Houston. So if you've ever wanted to see Queen live, well, you're S out of luck because Freddie Mercury's dead. But if you want to see the next best thing, Adam Lambert's pretty impressive. As he
Oh, here he is now.
I don't think this isn't really so much Queen as
Adam Lambert.
No.
Oh, that's the hand parter. That's very different. My bad.
Bridget Moynihan was on Live with Kelly this week, and she told the audience in an interview that 9-year-old Jack, Tom Brady's 9-year-old son, is an athlete just like Dad. He is a chip off the old block. He wants to become a professional soccer player. He also would like to swim in the Olympics. And just like Dad, he'd also like to impregnate a woman and leave her. So he's a chip off the old block, that Jack. I'm sorry. Say something, Ellie?
No, just breathing.
No, okay.
Just breathing.
Just breathe. I want to get to a quick email before I get to celebrity birthdays. This came to me from Robert Little. We live in a very polarized political climate these days. I don't know if you've noticed or not.
What?
But Robert sent this in from Riverside, and I thought it really struck a chord with me, and I thought it would be worth mentioning. He said, "Dear Ralph, my sister is a rabid Trump supporter. And this past weekend, we were talking, and I asked her what she actually liked about him. Is it that he speaks his mind? No, she said. Does she think he's a great businessman? No, she also replied. Is it his policies? No, she said. She waved her hands in the air and said, I like orange dudes.
Oh, my hell.
Yeah!
I like orange juice.
Yeah.
Come on. Grape juice? No. Tomato juice? No.
Policy?
Carrot juice? No.
Orange juice?
Orange
juice? Orange juice? Orange juice?
Orange juice?
Orange juice?
Mango juice? No.
Milk?
No.
Orange juice?
Orange juice. Yes, yeah. Orange.
Orange juice. Orange juice.
Orange juice. Juice. I like orange juice.
That happened.
Yeah.
Thank you, Robert.
It's funny because it's true.
Thank you, Robert. Today's celebrity birthday is Rosamund Pike is 38 years old today. Alan Cummings, 52. Mimi Rogers turned 61. Faith No More's Mike Patton is 49 years old today. And while we're talking about Pattons, my favorite Patton used to be General George.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But my favorite Patton these days is our buddy Patton Oswalt. Funny, funny mofo. 48 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
In an hour, Mia Jovovich talking about Resident Evil, the final chapter.
Very excited. It's all you care about today, isn't it?
Well, yes.
You're willing to look past our friend Dave Duchovny, who's on the phone right now, just to get to your girlfriend, Mia Jovovich. That's what's happening here?
Do I have that option?
He is a 2-time Golden Globe winner as an actor. He's a director, a producer, an author, a poet, a musician, a songwriter, a singer, and a dreamboat. He does it all. Our friend Dave Duchovny back on the Kevin Beach Show. How are you, sir?
I'm offended already.
You should be, sir.
And my name is easier to pronounce.
Yeah, true.
It's true.
That is true. How you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're good.
Long time.
It has been a while, and we always appreciate your time. Dave's on the phone today because he has an event coming up at the Roxy. Check this out. The Roxy on Valentine's Night. How does that sound as a date to go see Dave Duchovny and his band performing live on stage? Tickets available right now through DavidDuchovnyMusic.com or Ticketfly.com. You're doing what, about a dozen cities or something this time around, Dave?
A dozen songs?
Cities.
Oh, cities. I thought you said CDs. I think so. I guess it's about a dozen. We're going to do San Diego, San Francisco, Portland, Seattle, and then back east. Then we're going to come back east.
That makes it sound legitimate, like you're a musician who's on tour and junk.
Don't tell anybody.
Tell us about growing up. I found this funny because people were asking you, are you an actor who really considers him a musician? You said, no, you didn't really care that much when you were a kid. Your brother played the flute. You didn't like your dad's music. How did all this come about?
Well, I grew up loving, rock and roll. I always loved music, and I think doing Californication or having a lot of time in the trailer, I just decided to pick up the guitar about 6 or 7 years ago now, and then never been a singer, and I just started to put chords together, and I've always been a writer, so the lyrics came more easily than everything else, and I just thought I was entertaining myself in my trailer, an audience of one, myself, mm-hmm. and then I found my way to other musicians who were interested in recording the songs and worked on my voice, continue to work on my voice daily, because that's certainly not a natural thing for me. And here I am.
So what was it like the first time you ever got on stage with your band to perform in a club in front of people? That must have been terrifying.
You know, you would think, right?
You would.
Think, but this is... I would think.
Yeah, there's right? something yeah. wrong with you if that's not the case.
Absolutely. There's okay. something wrong with me.
So because, you were comfortable?
Honestly, the only time I could... the time that I was, from the time I was 5 or 6 or whatever, like the most dreadful, the scariest thing, aside from being attacked by a shark, would be to sing in public.
Right.
And, sharks don't attack on stage. So I was, it was
so you're
really,
safe
it was just,
there.
It was just that. and when I recorded the album, I said to the people, we're never going to perform live, because at least in the studio, you can tweak my voice when it's not right. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can have help. I can have harmonies. I can double my voice, all these things.
And you're with people that you're paying, so they have to like it.
Well, no, I'm paying them not to like it, actually. So I would think the first time I did it, I think I'd just be just sphincter so
well, of course.
Tight. And it wasn't that way, because I realized, much like, and if I could just explain it to you, like when I'm directing or producing and actors come in, they're often very self-negating, like, oh, I didn't have enough time with the material, and this is going to suck. And what they don't realize is that we as directors and producers want them to be great, because we want the search to be over. We want them to do well. We don't want them to fail.
Right. Mm-hmm. You're not against them.
As an actor, I know when I go into an audition or when I did that I would feel like, oh, they want to hate me. They want to laugh at me. So, it's the same with the music. It's like once I really come to have a good time, they didn't pay money to come have a bad time.
Yeah. That's a good attitude. That makes a lot of sense.
And then my sphincter relaxed.
I don't hate the sphincter talk. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm very into it.
Dave, how
it
difficult
has to do with singing?
I get what you're saying about how the creative part came easy in terms of making the songs. But how difficult was it to learn how to play guitar? And aren't you intimidated to pick up an instrument as an adult that you have grown up your entire life watching people play brilliantly?
Yes.
And you
yes.
know that that's way out of your reach. So the best you can yes. ever be is adequate.
Not even. The best I can ever be is good enough to know enough chords to throw chords together and write songs. Mm-hmm. And that's as good as I'm interested in being.
I don't feel like you're selling this show very well.
Well, I'm not playing guitar on stage. I've got guys, okay. I've got great, Pat McCusker is a great guitarist and he plays with me.
All right.
So I, to write songs, you don't need to be a great guitar player. You just got to know, some chords and have
true.
A sense of melody.
Now, a lot of, we're talking to Dave Duchovny, by the way. He's going to be playing the Roxy on Valentine's Night. Tickets are on sale now. Ticketfly.com or DaveDuchovnyMusic.com.
I do an encore where I come out just me and the guitar, and I play actually a Tom Petty cover.
Oh.
So you'll get to make fun of my guitar playing that if you want to come out.
All right. All right. Nice. A lot of people, you know, when they learn how to play guitar, they do it in private, and you did to a certain extent, but then at some point you had to put it in front of people. Were people kind to you about your playing, like your fans and whatnot? Did they
I don't know.
Were they supportive?
I really haven't played much in public except for, you know, this one song. That I don't think people are judging, because I don't offer myself as a guitar player, really.
Right.
I'm just a, I guess I'm a singer-songwriter, you know. So, like, my guitar playing is less than adequate. Even.
Let's hear a little bit, because we have Hell or High Water, by the way, is the album that came out last...
playing guitar on it.
The album came out last spring, and I understand from your social media that you're back in the studio working on a second record right now, right?
We finished one. It's being mixed, and it'll be out in the spring.
All right, wow. In case you're wondering what David Duchovny sounds like, here's a little bit from his debut album. Check it out.
I said I'd love you forever, come hell or high water. Well, baby, floods end. Take my hand, fire purges. Let rivers wash us clean of our sins. I'll see you all in white again. We'll be the devil. All it will be well. I will stand here forever. Come on, rushing waters, heartbreak and hell.
And I got to ask you, Alan McKay, because it's been a long time since you've had plans on a Valentine's Day.
That's hurtful and valid. Thank you.
Maybe this year, it sounds to me like Dave Duchovny could be your date at the Roxy. Oh,
that wouldn't be bad. I'll be dressed as a shark.
we could get rid of all our neuroses at once.
I mean,
all right.
Dave, I got to bring up, you should come out and do the dance to Achy Breaky Heart that you did in the X-Files, because that was pretty sweet. That was pretty sweet. I mean, I see that as a closer.
Or the tripping ball scene from Aquarius, too.
The tripping ball scene with his leg trying to get in the car. Yes.
That'd be pretty cool, too.
It was tough to learn that dance.
Yeah.
Chris Carter was like, "Hey, I wrote a dance sequence for you." I'm like, "What?"
That was one of my favorite things. It was goofy as hell, and I loved it.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, well, listen, you got to go. We got to go. We love you. We're always happy to have you. Stop by and see us anytime, Dave. Have fun at the Roxy on that Valentine's night too. All right.
Thank you. Always nice to talk to you guys. I've been talking to you guys for over 20 years, I think, and
you guys have
been really supportive and smart and funny, and I appreciate it.
Well, you're a lot of fun, dude. Happy New Year to you. We'll talk again soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Going to play some Kings of Leon real soon, by the way. When we do, be color 20 when you hear it here on K-Rock, and win tickets to go see them tomorrow night, sold out at the Forum. All right, Allie, go ahead and take your victory lap. I know how pleased with yourself you are right
listen,
now.
Listen, I
people,
couldn't.
If people could see us during the interviews, we were just talking to Dave Duchovny, and he brought up something that Allie brought up that we've been lambasting. Asking her for.
Yesterday Ralph did the top 10 list of people's phobias.
Right.
And I guessed, what about sharks? And Ralph was like, sharks, you ever encounter sharks? All of you were like, you're an idiot. Why would that ever be someone's fear? That's ridiculous. And David Duchovny, God bless him.
Yeah, he brought it up.
During the interview, I asked about him playing guitar for the first time. He said, well, it's not anything like my real fear of sharks.
And Allie was doing a victory dance in the corner that you couldn't see, but
amazing.
She's never been more validated.
And now she's
in
convinced
life.
More than ever they're perfect for each other,
absolutely.
Too, by the way.
Yes.
All right. So sharks, by the way, not on the list. No. We'll talk about that list later on, about that top 10 fears list, because it is very interesting for a number of reasons. But the conversation that then flowed into the office yesterday, we came up with a couple of other fears that some members of our staff here that are crazier than sharks.
Yeah, it's sort of nutty. Dave, the King of Mexico, tell us a story about, was it your grandma?
My grandma, yeah. My grandma made me a blanket. And
because that's what grandmas do.
That's what grandmas do.
Right.
And you have a fear of grandmas?
No, that's not a fear, because that would be really sad. I like my grandma. But no, I grabbed it and it was fuzzy. Mm-hmm. So you guys know I do not like the fuzzies. And she
could you not see that the blanket was fuzzy?
No, it just looks soft. So I'm really sad because it's a soft blanket.
Right.
But it's really fuzzy and I can't touch it.
Why can't you touch fuzzy?
I don't know. Just gives me chills.
Dave, I got some fuzzy you could touch right here.
I have a big fuzzy that I don't want to touch. Lord. But, yeah, I just can't touch it. Like cotton balls, stuff like that. I just...
You don't like the texture of it on your fingers?
Yeah, and it I don't freak out, but it just gives me the chills, and I hate it.
I feel like there's something seriously wrong with all of us here.
I get that because I can't eat peaches. It gives me the chills, like right in the back of the jawbone.
Why?
And it just freaks me out. I love peaches. I'll cut them up. I just need the fuzz off.
You don't like the fuzz on a peach.
Right. You heard me.
Hey, guys, is there anything that you can think of in the world that is less dangerous than a cotton ball?
Yeah.
I mean,
fuzz of any kind.
I mean, think about it.
Me around a cotton ball.
But how could a cotton ball possibly put you off? Like, what could it do to you?
And you know, honestly, it's really just in my hands. Like, if you threw it in my face, it wouldn't matter. It's me touching it with my hands or feet. And then I...
Or feet?
Or feet.
Yeah. Well, you know what I mean? Like if you step on it. Like, anything that... If I could touch it and feel it, then it's... Just
what else has fuzz besides a cotton ball and a peach?
I think we know.
I feel like we're messed up.
No, just like blankets, I mean, towels.
What about towels? You don't like?
There's certain towels where I can't touch.
You need those super smooth ones?
I need those giant bath towels. Yeah.
Just ShamWows and slip towels.
No, that but it's just weird. It's just gross. And I literally, like, my body just goes into chills.
And I wonder what it is. I mean, that had to have started somewhere, right? That wasn't built into you when you were born. There must have been something that happened.
You think he had some kind of an issue when he was a kid?
Well, I don't know. I mean,
I don't recall when it started, but I just know now as an adult, I just can't, you know. Ugh.
All right. Well, we're going to have to put you down. How about you, Muggs? What's yours?
Well, I cannot write on a chalkboard and hold chalk. I cannot touch chalk.
Now, so it's not the chills from the chalkboard scraping.
Yeah, the chalkboard scraping. That's
awesome.
Yeah, a lot of people don't like that. Yeah. Who can't hold chalk?
But when I hold chalk or I write with it, if I have to write with it, my teeth hurt. My teeth
Hold on. If you hold chalk, your teeth hurt.
My teeth start hurting and like I almost get like lockjaw. I can't move my jaw.
You sound insane. Do you realize that? You should be medicated.
It's weird. And
I understand the sound it makes on a chalkboard.
Yeah, yeah. Right. And if I have chalk dust on my hands, I have to go wash my hands immediately because I can't function.
Huh.
What?
Yeah. I don't know what it is. It's just I can't explain it.
You're weird, dude.
That's for you, Muggs.
Sound of chalk?
Oh.
That's chalkboard, right. Where do you think...
Get rid of that one.
That's what it is. Where do you think that came from? How do you explain that?
I can't explain it. I don't know what it is.
Were you violated by chalk as a kid?
No. No, I was not.
I'm just trying to find...
Did a teacher put chalk somewhere it shouldn't have gone?
I'm trying to be Dr. Drew here.
No. Yeah. I think it's just the feeling of, like, the dryness of it. I don't know what it is. It just...
How about flour?
Flour,
it's the same thing, right?
No, flour's softer. No. Flour's softer. Chalk is more coarse. Okay. It's yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
That's it. I can't explain.
I mean, I don't
know why. I don't know.
I don't know.
Either. Is it only when you touch it?
Yeah. I can't.
If somebody, do you have any problem with chalk on a football field or on a sports field of some sort?
Yeah.
Of sideline?
Yeah. That's
That bothers you too.
The same thing. It's made from the same, I don't know,
chalk.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me when I see like somebody writing on a chalkboard.
It doesn't
as much. But if I have to write something on it,
yeah, I got you. We got that.
I freeze up. It's weird.
All right. People are weird. You guys.
What about the chalk like from those cigarette gums?
Oh, those are gross.
Yeah, like that's the same thing.
I think we all need to be put down.
Yeah.
That's the next step,
probably,
right?
Best.
Okay. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Congratulations to Luis Rivera from Visalia. Just got those tickets for Kings of Leon. He heard that song. He was the 20th caller. We're going to give you one more chance to win those tickets in the 9 o'clock hour here on K-Rock this morning. Then we're going to do the grand prize drawing as well.
And that's to send somebody to London, by the way, to see the band again in Hyde Park. We can't have too many listeners in Visalia. Thanks, Louise. That's awesome of you.
That is cool.
Guys, I don't know if you've noticed the new trend on TV is game shows are back in a big way. Family Feud is back. The Gong Show is coming back. Match Game is back. The Love Connection is coming back. I know that's very exciting news for a lot of people, and I imagine it's going to sound something like this.
Welcome to Love Connection, where old-fashioned romance meets modern-day technology. where you hear all the intimate details of a first date. And now, here's the host of Love Connection,
Andy Cohen.
It'll sound just like that when it debuts later this year on Fox. We are delighted to welcome Andy Cohen to the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you, sir?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going well. It's going great. So you're filling some pretty big shoes there. And Chuck Woolery is still alive and doing catheter commercials on TV. I'm sure he would have loved to have got his old gig back. What happened?
I know. I have no idea. All I know is I love digging into people's personal lives with inappropriate questions. So the job seems suited for what I'm doing now on a nightly basis on Watch What Happens Live, and certainly with all of the Housewives and Bravo people. So, look, Chuck will be my role model, my patron saint, my guide, and I will be enthusiastically filling his shoes as best.
Sure.
All right, Andy, sort of recap the show for me. I remember that there were three dates that the people go on, and then they come back and talk. How does it work?
Yes. Well, we're twisting up the format a little bit. Yeah, they're going to be going out on three dates. And the cool thing, and, you know, then they just come on and they hear about the dates. And we have a couple format twists that you're going to find out about later. But essentially, it's just a dating show. And we want people, we did some run-throughs last week in L.A. and with some people who we had set up on dates. And it was so fun for me because people were actually, some of the dates were successful. And it was great. And I felt like, wow, this can actually work. And the cool thing is we're casting right now. All you have to be is over the age of 21 and single. And you just go to Benertainment.com. Benertainment.com. And that's where you find out more. And it's from the producers of The Bachelor. And everyone is welcome, all ages, all types, whatever, just as long as you're looking for love and, you know, want to be on TV.
Okay. And I'm glad you brought up The Bachelor because that's a show that seems to hyper-accelerate a relationship in just a few weeks to go from, hey, I just met you, to, hey, now we're engaged to be married. If I remember
Which
the Love Connection, the Love Connection, if I remember how it used to be, it's really just, did you like this person enough to go out on another date? It's not like you're trying to force-feed them together, right?
That is exactly right. I mean, I never got, watching The Bachelor, I never get how, okay, I've been to two parties with JoJo. I've had 18 minutes with her total. And then I'm like, I think I'm falling in love with you. I'm like, what? You know, I mean, it takes me like 10 years to fall in love with someone, but that's another story.
Well, Andy, maybe you're watching that show for all the wrong reasons.
Exactly. I feel like, you know, this is just kind of a more natural assessment of what it's like to go on a date with someone and how it went. I love it when my friends go on dates and they let me grill them about them. And I love hearing about others' first dates. There's something fun and voyeuristic about it.
That's, sure, absolutely.
That's really what this show is about.
Now, let me ask you this. This is the voice of Andy Cohen here on the Kevin and Bean Show. We're talking about the rebooted Love Connection coming later this year to Fox. If you want to apply, it's Ventertainment.com. And this is a serious question. I hope this isn't too deep, Andy. But we live in an age now where there are so many options for dating, particularly with, you know, things like Tinder and Grindr and whatnot. And it seems like people are quick to dismiss a potential partner in 5 seconds. Did you find with the couples that you had in L.A. last week, did you find that they're willing to take some time to kind of get to know the person across the table from, or are they always looking past that person to the next thing?
It seemed like it. I mean, listen, we had some classic, you know, there was one date where the woman was texting the entire time. She just didn't even want to, you know, she didn't want to give it up to this guy whatsoever. And then another couple that spent 5 hours together, and you could tell that they just really connected. There was one little issue with them, which we worked out in the conversation in the studio. But it was cool because these dates, they actually have to spend, and it seems a little analog, but they're spending like 3 to 5 hours with each other, getting to know each other.
Listen to Allie. She's like, ugh.
Gross.
I know. That's like an eternity.
Yes.
Now, that girl that was texting the whole time, so she comes back in and you're able to call her on that?
Yes.
Oh. That sounds pretty sweet.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty sweet. All right, so if anybody is listening and wants to be on this show, you're over 21, you can apply to be on the new Love Connection with Andy Cohen.
And I would ask you one other thing real quick, Andy, before you go, and that is you mentioned that you're a single guy currently, right?
You know, I am dating someone right now.
Oh, you're dating
someone. I've seen him on his Instagram. He's hot.
Oh, really?
Hot.
Is he hotter?
Yeah, super hot.
I was trying to figure out, and I apologize because I know you get asked this all the time, but I feel like you and Anderson Cooper are the greatest couple in the world, and I know you guys are really, really good friends. Was there ever a time where that might have happened?
You know what's so funny? We were set up on a blind date like 20-something years ago. That's
really?
This buddy of mine who had gone to college with Anderson, I think, and Anderson was just starting out his career. I think he was at ABC News at the time, and I was starting out mine at Yes. And he was like, look, we spoke on the phone, and he now says that he could picture me gesticulating wildly on the phone and that it turned him off. And
it turned him off.
Yeah, and also, I think I asked him about his mom being Gloria Vanderbilt, like,
yeah.
two minutes into the conversation.
Yeah, maybe hold that question for a little later.
Yeah, which was his dating rule breaker, and I'm like, so you're Gloria Vanderbilt's son? And he was like, okay, I'm not going on this date. But he wrapped up being, like, look, we're really great friends. Sometimes people are destined to be friends, and sometimes people are destined to be more than that. But
that's so interesting.
Yeah.
I had no idea. That is really – well, I've heard a lot about that tour that you guys take out on the road, and it sounds like it's a lot of fun. I want to see that one day for sure.
Yeah, super fun. We're sold out in New York City tonight, actually.
So that's awesome.
We're really excited. Yeah.
All right. Well, we love you on Watch What Happens Live, of course, and all the great work that you do on TV. We're excited to see Love Connection when it starts to air again. Ventertainment.com if you want to be on the show as a contestant, The Love Connection. Thank you, Andy. Great talking to you today, sir.
Thanks to finally meet you guys.
Nice to meet you.
You guys are legends. And thanks for having me on the show.
You bet. Thank you, Andy.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 7:53. Apparently, a guy called the request lines when Muggs was talking about hating chalk.
Mm-hmm.
He hates chalk so much. Even touching it drives him crazy. And Otto is on the line. Otto, you have the same fear?
Oh, no. I get the chills. I just swerved lanes when I'm going. I'm driving on YouTube.
Good.
And just trying to change the station. I was freaking out. Just thinking about touching it right now is giving me the chills. It's not, it's just the texture, I guess, and you have to wash your hands right after or wear those gloves. I just can't stand the texture.
All right. We need to put you down as well, apparently, with Muggs.
Well, you know how chalk is just like acid. It'll eat right through to your bones if you don't wash your hands immediately.
Finding out some weird stuff today.
We really are. What's going on? Hey, Rob is here. Showbiz beat time here on a Friday. What's going on?
It's chalk, right?
No one says chalk.
It's chalk.
It's chalk.
It's not chalk.
It's not chalk, though.
It is, though. That's how it's said.
It's not chalk.
Yeah, you say chalk.
You don't say chalk.
You don't say chalk.
Absolutely, you say chalk.
You don't say chalk.
You do. Everyone says chalk.
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 That's how you're saying it. I'm saying it back.
No, you're saying chalk, like C-H-O-C-K, like chock full of nuts.
I'm trying to squeeze the L.
Chalk.
No, you're trying to squeeze a W sound in is what you're doing. It's really more C-H-A-W-K, chalk.
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 But not chalk.
Chalk con.
Do you guys think we just ran Otto off the road?
Yeah, probably.
I'm sorry.
Big fireball.
The guy that told us he was swerving the last time we talked about it?
Hey, I heard you guys talking to Andy Cohen about his reality show. Mm-hmm. Not a reality show, but game show where you get to date and stuff. How about this? How about MTV's new reality series?
Okay, what's
called,
that?
Called, wait for it, Promposal. Yeah! Boom. Drop the mic.
I thought you said Promposal.
I did. A series about over-the-top Promposals, yo. For those of you who aren't familiar, that is the, that's when someone goes to elaborate plans or means to ask someone to go to the prom with them.
It used to be you did crazy stuff like that for a wedding proposal, right? But now it's proms?
Now it's for prom.
All right.
That's so much pressure on kids.
Promposal! It's time for Promposal!
That's the worst theme song ever.
Something like that. If you've got an interesting Promposal in mind, because we're coming up on the season in a couple months, right? They got to get ahead of the curve.
Sure.
You can contact the producers at their website, promposalcasting.com. And if they like your idea for your Promposal, They'll get a crew out there, and they're going to film your promposal.
And you won't have to rely on your lame friends to make it work.
It's MTV promposal.
All right.
Gung Hae Fat Choi!
Right?
Gung Hae Fat Choi! Which, of course, is Chinese for Happy New Year. The Year of the Rooster begins tomorrow. I'm still writing monkey on my checks. Can't believe it.
Stupid.
It takes me a couple of months to get used to writing a rooster. Sometimes I'll just draw a rooster just to keep it interesting. Chinese New Year, by the way, it's 4714. Damn. Chinese have been around for a long time, right?
Right.
Longer than the rest of us, apparently, because it's only 2017. They have like a 2,000-year start on us.
I wonder if their 4713 sucked like our 2016.
We'll have to find out. There's a sad, strange, interesting story. Remember Misha Barton from the OC?
Sure,
yeah,
sure.
Marissa.
She was taken to the hospital yesterday morning.
Oh, no.
After police responded to multiple calls about a disturbance coming from her West Hollywood apartment. Misha's neighbors were complaining that she was hanging over her fence in the backyard talking about her mom being a witch and other rambling statements. They also thought it was odd that she was wearing a dress shirt and a tie. And that's it. Just a dress shirt and a tie.
Okay.
It's your bean.
Yeah.
Wasn't like that, by
it
the way,
at
all. It
was way creepy.
No, I'm very disturbed by it. Put on some pants, Misha.
When police finally arrived, they found Misha and another house guest. They claim fully clothed and speaking coherently. But she was willingly taken to the hospital for a mental evaluation.
So this doesn't sound like drugs. This sounds maybe like crazy.
Well.
Or not.
The night before, Misha had been out celebrating her birthday with a bunch of friends.
Okay.
So, we're not sure what's going on. We just know something's going on. But, of course, wish her the best. Welcome to the OC, bitch. What was that line? Welcome. What was it?
I don't remember.
Don't you remember when you get punched at the beach?
Yeah.
And Zooey Deschanel. It's good news, bad news time. Looks like she's going to be missing some more work because she is expecting her second husband. Her second child.
Oh.
With husband Jacob Pechenik. Which means, and last time this happened, they had to take her off New Girl for a while, remember? Because she was busy procreating. But the upside is, we got a whole bunch of Pretty McSweetface.
Megan Fox.
Yeah.
Pretty McSweetface.
And she was good. She was great on the show.
She was good. She was very funny.
So we got the best of both worlds. And now they're both on the show. Maybe that's why they brought her back, because they're priming the pump, because they know Zoe's going to go off and have another kid soon. But
all right.
I like her.
That show is still really well written and done.
So funny, by the way.
Really well done.
Another show, like Modern Family, I think we take for granted because it's been so funny for so long.
Yep.
That we start to just assume it's always going to be there. But I watch it every week, and I love it. How great are those guys, too, by the way? The cast is just outstanding.
Yep.
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Rosamund Pike is 38 years old today. Patton Oswalt, our good friend, celebrates his 48th birthday. Speaking of Pattons, Mike Patton of Faith No More is 49. Alan Cummings, 52. And actress Mimi Rogers turned 61 years old today. Didn't she used to be married to Tom Cruise?
She did.
His first wife, yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
She's so intelligent.
No.
She got away.
No, she got away.
She got away.
She got out.
She got away.
She ran.
She ran away from. Yeah. Was she in it? Was she in it?
I don't think so.
I don't think she ever
was.
Was she ever in it?
In it.
Was she in Scientology before he was?
No, I'm saying this was before he was even in it.
Hey, guys, we're still on the air. The mics are open.
I don't think so.
That's Bean, by the way, Church of Scientology, if you want to know.
Just wants Bean. All that info.
Your suppressive person, that's
SP
Bean.
SP right there. Fair game him, is what I'm saying. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You know what I miss, Ellie?
What?
Murder Sleet.
Me too.
Murder Sleet.
Oh, it was the best time.
Those were the good days.
That was fun. Hey, speaking of cold things, how's that for a transition?
Nope.
The NHL All-Star Weekend is upon us, you guys. Kevin, there's so much stuff going on.
Yes.
How much of this are you going to be a part of?
All.
You going to go to a lot of this?
Every.
The NHL 100 is happening tonight at the Microsoft Theater. There's the 2017 Coors Light NHL All-Star Skills Competition. That's going to be tomorrow night at Staples Center. There's the game itself, which is going to be Sunday, also at Staples Center.
By the way,
I'm sorry. Yes.
Go ahead.
We are giving away... no, you go.
Oh, I just wanted to say that if you've never seen an NHL All-Star game, it is not at all like, say, the Pro Bowl. Mm-hmm. Where no one... These guys are there. They're all screwing around. Sometimes they put mics on their jerseys during the game so that they can be interviewed while playing. I mean, they're basically just out there having a great time.
It's real
and it's fun. It's fun to see these guys play with other people that are their enemies for the whole season and just giving them a hard time and making fun of them and laughing. It's a good time.
And to see all the biggest stars in the sport in one building for one night. It's pretty cool, too. So anyway, that's what's on the table right now is NHL All-Star Weekend. We've been giving away tickets to you all week long here on K-Rock, and we've got some for you at 1-800-520-1067. But you are going to have to earn them this time around. What are we looking for?
Well, I'm curious where we keep getting our information from because mm-hmm. we've been told that Rodney Bingenheimer is a huge hockey fan.
Really?
He doesn't seem like he'd be a big sports fan at all.
That's what I'm saying. But he knows apparently everything about hockey.
All right.
So it's going to be on you, the listener, if you want to go to the All-Star Weekend to stump Rodney next.
All right.
So if you want to call now and, you know, formulate your question or whatever, we're going to talk to Mila Jovovich here in a second. But you'll get a chance to stump Rodney. You probably won't be able to because he's pretty much unstumpable on hockey.
All right, so if you've got a hockey trivia question, give us a call right now, 1-800-520-1067. Your chance to stump Rodney to win those tickets to the NHL All-Star Weekend, and then we'll do the grand prize drawing for all the cool stuff, including the behind-the-scenes experience. You mentioned your girlfriend Mila is back on the phone. It's been 15 years, Kevin, can you believe it,
no.
since the first Resident Evil movie, and this weekend, the sixth and latest called The Final Chapter is in theaters. Here's a little bit of what that sounds like.
Umbrella developed an airborne antivirus. It would destroy the T-virus.
I have no reason to believe a word you say.
True, but I can offer you something you want very much.
What is that?
Revenge.
What are we gonna do?
We're gonna kill every last one of them. Is that all you got? Because if it is, I'm gonna have to kill you.
Come on.
Look. I know
Come on.
I know that we're early in the year, but we're going to kill them all or kill every last one or whatever she says is awesome. Mila, always great to have you on the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you? Welcome to you.
What's up, guys? What a way to start the day.
Well, I mean...
Thank goodness, I was listening to all that gunfire and explosions and... okay, good morning, everybody.
I have to imagine that no one is more surprised than you are that 15 years later, you're still Alice and still loving it.
I mean, it doesn't surprise me that I love it. I mean, I think I discovered on The Fifth Element, really, how much I love doing action and wire work and the stunts and stuff. So I was definitely looking for another action movie to do, but I never expected that, you know, I'd be sitting here 15 years later still playing Alice.
Yeah. Do you get to ride the motorcycle yourself too?
I'm not a motorcycle person. Mm. I think you're either born a motorcycle person or you're not. And, you know, you have to have a passion for it. I tried to ride the motorcycle, and something stalled, and I flew over the windshield.
No motorcycle for you?
No, I'd rather stick to, like, weapons training.
Sure.
This is a really grimy gig. I was thinking about this. Everything is so dark and dirty in the whole world, and there's zombies everywhere. Do you get tired of it being... I don't know, nighttime and dirty.
You know, it's funny because I sometimes say I wish I could do a red carpet with my Alice filth on because I think it really brings out my eyes. You know, I there's something, you know, even my husband, I mean, obviously he likes to see me, like, looking filthy.
He sure does.
and actually there was one point where we were doing the dirtiest look on everybody, and so the makeup people were asking, well, you know, they're climbing out of this lake. Would some of the dirt get cleaned off? And Paul is like, it's a lake. It's a cesspool filled with radioactive scum.
Nice.
So absolutely not.
Yeah, you got to make sure that water doesn't clean you off at all. That's
awesome.
It was
like you're throwing me into a cesspool of radioactive scum. Thank you, darling.
This Resident Evil Final Chapter in theaters everywhere today. The great cast continues. Ali Larter back in the movie. Ruby Rose is wonderful in the film. But I want to talk about a very special young actress who apparently people love, named Ever. She's the Red Queen. And
she's the Red Queen.
She's yours.
Unreal.
And what
you know,
I want to know.
7.5 when she made.
Really? 7.5. Yeah. Now, look, you've been acting and in the public eye for so long, Mila. You started real, real young. I'm sure that a million thoughts went through your mind as she started to express an interest in the business. What was it a tough decision for you to say yes?
You know, Ever came up to me when she was 5 and said, Mama, I want to be an actress. And, of course, I was terrified because I know that acting is a very difficult job. I mean, you get rejected. You have to deal with people trolling and criticizing. And, I mean, I think some of the first people that were the victims of cyberbullying were actors
right. And
celebrities because, you know, they're out there in the public and super easy to get an access to. And so, of course, like, I got nervous in that aspect. So I said, look, you know, you got to take acting class. You got to work on it because acting classes are on the weekend. And I thought for sure she's not going to give up, you know, playing Minecraft on the weekend to like go to acting class. And she did, and she still goes, and she's just such a natural talent. I mean,
so that was your whole plan. Your whole plan.
This movie. She's like the supercomputer who has to like, you know, speak in all of this scientific jargon and with a British accent. I mean. She's so beyond her years as an actress. It's unbelievable.
So your entire plan, though, going back, is to book classes on the weekend because you didn't think she would take them, and then that would solve the whole issue.
Exactly. Like, she would forget about it. But, you know, she showed this, like, ruthless commitment to it. And, you know, she said to me after the movie was done, she said, Mama, I found my passion.
Wow. That's
Which
great.
Which is amazing because that's a dream come true, I think, for any parent is to
Absolutely.
Know that your kid has a goal and has a dream and really knows how to attain it. You know, knows that you work hard, you go to your classes, you do your best, and you know that's how you attain what you want to attain. And so that's something she's been very committed to, and I'm so proud of her for that.
You should be, and Paul should be as well. And I saw a lot of the coverage of the various premieres that you've been doing around the world, and she's out there on the red carpet, and she's answering questions, and you're absolutely right. She seems so much older than just 9. I mean, it's really remarkable.
Well, it was surprising for me as well because we took her to the world premiere in Tokyo because she was just going to kill us if we didn't. And
wow.
And I couldn't believe how poised she was. And, you know, I know her as my silly 9-year-old, but to see her on the red carpet being so just appreciative of all the fans and answering questions in such a, you know, professional, grown-up way, but still, like, with the cute sense of humor of a 9-year-old. You know, at one point we introduced the movie to this, you know, probably 500 people in this theater, and, you know, they give her the microphone, and she's like, well, you know, I, of course, won't be able to stay to watch because it's inappropriate for kids.
Is she glaring at you with a death stare?
Right.
I was dying.
That's funny. Yeah. This is the voice of Mila Jovovich on the Kevin and Bean Show. We're talking about the Resident Evil final chapter, the movie we've been looking forward to for a long time, is finally arriving today. I know we're about to run out of time here because you're on a tight clock, Mila, but I have to ask. You went to Korea, to the demilitarized zone, and played this movie for the troops. So you're right there on the border between North and South Korea, a place most of us will never, ever, ever go to. What's that like?
It was one of the best experiences of my life because we didn't actually play them the movie. We were invited to go, and of course we're in Korea, so I thought, well, you know, I want to go shopping in Gangnam. I mean, you can't go to Korea and not, you know, get your Gangnam style on.
Right, I've always said that.
Same.
You know, you can't go all the way over there without getting some Gangnam on. And then they said, you know, this when the soldiers realized that you might come, you know, they had their Martin Luther King Jr. weekend off, and they didn't take their leave so they could meet you.
Wow.
And when I heard that, I was like, oh, forget Gangnam. I want to meet the soldiers. And we went over there and hung out, and I got a chance to talk to all these incredible men and women in uniform and exchange ideas and, you know, just get their take on things. They got my take on things. We really connected, you know, and that was the most special thing in the world, I have to say. I just had the best time. And
is it scary standing there on the border of North Korea, though, knowing how crazy they are?
Oh, the whole thing was just so surreal. I mean, you know, we're looking through these binoculars from the highest point. It's called Observation Dora, where you can see, like, North Korea, and they have this thing called Propaganda Village, which is, like, a bunch of, like, you know, painted houses in blue to kind of, like, try and get South Koreans to believe that, you know, it's so great over there.
Right.
But if you look through binoculars, you could see that the windows are, like, painted on.
Oh, my God.
Wow, that's weird.
It's just not even real. And it's just so sad, you know. It is unbelievable.
It's like the real life Raccoon City up there.
Unfortunately,
oh my God! I mean, but seriously, it's devastated. Every tree is cut down for fuel because you know they have no electricity. They have no nothing.
All right, we know you have to go, but I just have one last question, and that's: did any of the soldiers say to you, "No gung gung"?
You know, I think they definitely were proud of me that I chose them over Gung Gung.
Well, have yourself a wonderful opening weekend. We will be there at Resident Evil, the final chapter. It's always a lot of fun to have you on the show.
I love it, guys. It's a lot of fun. And don't sit in the first four rows because you'll get blown out of the water.
All right.
Good advice. Thanks for coming on.
We appreciate it. Bye now.
All right. Just before Rodney gets in here, do we really think that he knows hockey?
We have been instructed that that is the case, yes.
But Rodney Bingenheimer?
Rodney Bingenheimer, who's been working here at KREC for like 40 years.
Hey, Rodney.
There he is now. He's Sunday nights here on KREC playing the wacky music.
Honking the hits.
And honking the hits, as he says. And you love the 80s music, if I recall correctly. Right, Rodney?
All right. I love the 80s music.
And how do you feel about the 90s?
Hate the 90s.
Not a fan of the 90s. But you love hockey?
Love hockey.
Hmm.
Hockey is the greatest sport.
I wouldn't have
played
guessed.
On ice.
I wouldn't have guessed that about you.
It kind of. Who's
Better
your favorite
than
team,
curling.
Rodney? Who's your favorite team?
Favorite team?
Yeah.
The team of hockey players.
He
who
does.
Go on the ice.
Oh, come on.
He doesn't even know a team.
He doesn't know one team.
Skaters.
Can you name any? Oh, the Skaters? Is that
Go
your team?
Skaters.
The Skaters? All right.
It's not a team.
Well, we're giving away tickets to the 2017 Coors Light NHL All-Star Skills Competition tomorrow night and tickets to the game itself brought to you by Honda on Sunday at Staples Center. If you can, stump Rodney.
Can you stump Rodney?
Yeah.
Can you stump Rodney?
Yeah.
Let's all stump Rodney now.
Yeah, wig, wham, bam.
All right, Rodney. So again, we're not looking for music answers. This isn't about the Go-Go's. This is about hockey, and we have listeners on the line who have questions. Who's up first, please?
Touchdown.
Let's start. Oh no. Let's start with Olivia in Riverside.
6 points.
Hi, Olivia.
Good morning.
Stump Rodney, which apparently is going to be very easy.
All right.
Okay. What is the name of the Kings mascot?
Carol.
Carol.
Carol King.
Is it Carol King?
No, it's not.
It is?
David.
It's not.
It's? Tell us.
Bailey.
Bailey, right. Okay. You hold on.
All right.
So, I mean, Rodney got stumped by that one, but that doesn't mean that you won't know the next one. Right. Veronica in Orange. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. Stump Rodney.
Who broke Gordie Howe's record of 801 goals?
Gordie Howe's record.
Oh, I feel good about this. I think Rodney's going to get this one.
Sheena Easton.
It's not. Probably not Sheena Easton.
Does she play hockey?
Took the morning train.
Veronica, is it Sheena Easton?
No, it's not. It's Wayne Gretzky.
It's Wayne Gretzky, yes.
All right.
Come on. Rodney, you know Wayne Gretzky. You heard of him, right? Do you know Wayne Gretzky?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
He was a famous
Okay. Let's talk to Pete in Burbank. Hey, Pete.
Good morning, boys.
Hi.
Morning, Rodney.
Stump Rodney.
Rodney, there are 6 retired numbers from the L.A. Kings, along with our 2 championship banners. There are 6 numbers that are retired from the L.A. Kings.
Yes.
Can you name any of them?
Well, that sounds fair. You can name any of them.
Pete's making it easy for you, Rodney.
Or, yeah.
Any
name
of them.
Number. Name and number.
Oh, now he's adding to it.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
12.
That's all for the Bengals, Rodney.
How about one player who had his jersey retired by the Los Angeles Kings, Rodney? Just one. Rodney?
Kenny Loggins.
Okay. Okay. Pete, name some of them for us, please.
In order, Rogie Vachon, Marcel Dion, Dave Taylor, Wayne Gretzky, Luke Robitaille, and Rob Blake.
There you go. Any of those ring a bell, Rodney?
Loggins,
no, not
Loggins,
Kenny
not
Loggins.
It was.
Thank you, Pete. We appreciate the call.
Famous punter.
All right. Let's go to Kate in Santa Monica. Hi, Kate.
Hey, party people.
All right, all right, Kate.
My question is, which player's jersey is the retired number 20?
Adam Ant. Adam and the Ants.
No.
Adam or the Ants didn't play hockey.
Adam.
What's the answer, Kate?
Luke Robitaille.
Luke Robitaille. You heard of him?
Yeah. He was in Men at Work.
He wasn't in Men at Work.
He was the base
It's just not
true. Men at Work.
No.
All
right.
He was
one
of the Thompson twins.
Wasn't. All right.
I'm sorry to say we just have time for one more question for Stump Rodney here.
Okay. Where do we want to go here? Let's go to Lucas in Irvine. Hi, Lucas. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Stump Rodney.
All right. Who owns the rookie record for most goals scored in a season?
Rookie record. Most goals in a season.
Rookie record.
Uh-huh.
He's thinking about it.
Peter Cetera.
No.
Peter Gabriel.
You're just sure it's a Peter?
Peter Schilling.
Lucas?
Peter Murphy?
It is none of those people.
Peter Brady.
Timu Solani.
Timu Solani.
Peter Salami?
No, Timu. Timu.
Salami. Flying Finn.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Lucas. Oh. You are in the drawing, as is Kate. And I think we got Pete, we got Veronica, and we got Olivia. They all want to go to the NHL All-Star Weekend this weekend. Unfortunately, only one can win. But Alan McKay, that is?
Veronica.
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 Congratulations, Veronica.
So excited.
All right. How old are you?
I'm not Brody. Thanks, Brody. Irrelevant.
It's important to me.
Hey, are we supposed to do the grand prize drawing?
We sure are. I'm just adding Veronica's name into the grand prize.
Veronica.
You hold on.
Stand by, Roddy. We've got to take care of some business here real quick. Okay. So all week long, we've been giving away these tickets. We've been giving away tickets to the All-Star Weekend, and now we're going to do the grand prize drawing to see who gets to go to the behind-the-scenes experience and tickets to the NHL 100 tonight at the Microsoft Theater. And that person is
Brendan Hurst from Altaloma.
Brendan Hurst.
Way to go, Brendan.
It's going to be a great time. Thank you for listening. Thanks for playing the game.
All right. You're listening to the Rocky of the Rock Show. Coming up
next,
Wigwam
the Pan.
Monkees.
Our friend, the great Jay Moore, joins us in the 9 o'clock hour. He is in town this weekend playing at Flappers in Burbank, and he's going to be here in about a half an hour or so right here on the world-famous K-Rock. Always love Jay. It's going to be a nice way to get into the weekend, right?
Agreed.
Ralph was talking about this yesterday, and we are still fascinated with this phobia list. We talked to producer Dave earlier today about his fear of cotton balls, and Beer Mug about his fear of chalk.
Yeah, that was
and
odd.
It was, they were both very, very weird. Ralph had brought us this story about the National Mental Health Association listed the most common psychiatric illnesses, and the list is surprising. Some of them were not surprising. Like, I know that a lot of people are not down with the spiders. I think they're wrong.
Well, that's number one.
Mm-hmm. It is number one. And
rightfully
they're wrong
so.
Because spiders are awesome and they're great and you should be nice to them.
Okay, that'll help. That should take care of it, Bean.
But some of the things that were on the list I have questions about, and that's why I asked Dave to line somebody up, like vomiting. Like, I would think nobody enjoys vomiting, but who's afraid of vomiting? Like, how is there a phobia of vomiting? Which is called emetophobia, by the way, which I was unfamiliar with. So we asked Dave, who can we get on from the National Mental Health Association? We have Professor Milton Caraway joining us on the line right now. Hello, Professor. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. What's
well,
so
can
funny?
You help? Can you? Yes, go ahead.
I'm just wondering why you're laughing at me. I have a fear of being laughed at.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry about that.
I don't understand it at all. Just say hello, and all of a sudden you're laughing.
All right,
at
we
me.
Apologize.
Well,
try to
very,
be considerate.
Very mental health professional, don't you know?
Right. Okay. Well, we'll be careful with that.
Thank
so,
you.
Help me understand how somebody could have a fear of vomiting.
Oh, the fear of vomiting.
Mm-hmm.
The metaphobia.
Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Right, but how does that happen? Like I said, I think that nobody likes it, nobody enjoys it, nobody looks forward to it.
Oh, I see. You're asking for the underlying cause of the fear.
Well, I mean,
yes.
you're the expert.
Well, the thing is, as with many cases, with many fears, they're all based basically in a lack of control for the person who's suffering from them.
I see.
Oh, I
and
see.
As anyone knows, you really can't control vomiting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's very
yeah.
hard.
You can try, but it ends up being a messy situation for everyone involved.
Kind of sneaks up on you a little
the
bit.
The same
yeah.
goes for flying, aerophobia.
Sure, people mm-hmm. afraid of flying, yeah.
They're really afraid of the lack of control, being in the air and not being in control of their own situation and and circumstance.
And that makes sense.
Yeah.
Now, most of those people, though, Professor, aren't they really more afraid of crashing than they are of flying? The flying part is easy, right? No, I'm not making
a good one.
I was being serious, but
really?
Okay. Yes.
Don't.
Okay. What kinds of things do you, when you say number two on the list is people and social situations,
yeah.
What are people talking about when they check that box?
Well, like I said, I have a fear of being laughed at, and there you were laughing at me the minute I got on the phone.
So we're laughing with you.
That's
we
an
apologize.
Emotional scar that's going to last for some time.
Mm. I'm sorry.
But a lot of people getting up in front of a group of people to speak is terrifying beyond belief.
Yeah, mm-hmm. A lot of people hate that.
Social situations bring with them a certain amount of pressure because everybody cares what other people think of them, don't you know?
Right. So you go to a party or something like that, and you're worried about having to make small talk with people you don't know. And then
people judging your appearance or what you might say.
Right.
Or you go into a room and you say, spiders are great and you should love them. And everyone thinks you're a douchebag.
Now,
a lot of people would be afraid to be trapped in an elevator with a person like that.
Sure. Yeah.
This is known as beanophobia in my profession.
Oh, I didn't know it had an official title.
Come on.
That's
really?
True.
How about
There's
that?
A lot of fears that aren't on the list that really a lot of people suffer from. It just didn't make the top 10.
Well, like what? What's outside the top 10? What are the next 10?
Slither sphincophobia.
Slither what?
Slither sphincophobia.
What's that?
That's a fear someone has of sitting on the toilet and having a snake go up inside their bum.
Oh. Well, okay. That is a very legitimate fear,
yeah.
I think.
I don't love that one.
I don't think he's listing ones you're going
to
like, Kevin.
I'm not looking forward to that.
Does not like okay. Horrific fear. It's strange because so many people do love me.
Okay, all right.
That is nipophobia.
Nip-a-phobia.
Oh.
Yes. The fear of getting your nipples caught in a stapler.
In a stapler? That's very... That's pretty specific.
How do you feel about that one, Kevin?
Well, I wouldn't like it.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's tiphophobia.
Tiphophobia.
Tiphophobia is the fear of getting blackout drunk and waking up the next morning with Tiffany Trump in your bed.
Okay. Again, it's so specific. I can't imagine.
What's going on with her face, by the way?
Look, it's unfortunate, but we shouldn't make fun.
Like a human Snapchat filter.
What is wrong with you?
Are you a you're a National Mental Health Association spokesman?
Yeah, but I'm not a plastic surgeon. I don't know what happened to that face. There's animophobia.
Animophobia.
Nope.
Nope.
Nope. Enemaphobia.
Oh, enema. Very different. Very different.
Is it?
I hope.
Enemaphobia.
Yes?
Is the fear of sitting on an open fire hydrant.
Okay.
And, of course, there's tropicanophobia.
Tropicanophobia.
Yes.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
What's
That's
that?
The fear of running out of orange juice. You know.
Come
I like orange.
No,
Professor. No.
No.
I like orange juice.
Come on.
Grape juice?
No.
Tomato juice?
No.
Professor.
Carrot juice? No.
All right.
Orange juice. Yeah.
The only thing that sounds worse than the song is the song on the phone.
Mango juice?
That's a good one, isn't it?
That is a good one. We love it.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:52.
What do you have for us on a Friday, Ralph?
I got death.
Death?
Death?
Yeah.
Who wants death?
You don't want death.
Nobody wants it, but we got it.
It was on the top 10 fear list of phobias. Nobody wants death.
Mike Connors, TV legend Mike Connors, has passed away at the age of 91. One of the great television private detectives of all time. One of the great TV dicks. Mannix. Joe Mannix. Oh, man. He used to drive a sweet-ass Camaro, too. Early on this year, it was a Dodge Dart. Not so sweet. But later on, the Camaro, man. Oh, and maybe one of the best theme songs ever. This theme song makes you want to be a private detective. What's it make you have a shoulder holster and roll around and wear sport coats and roll around on the ground and, like, run out of the way of cars and helicopters and things?
That doesn't sound like a lot of fun.
Trust me.
All right.
Play this theme song.
His name's Mannix. Joe Mannix.
Joe Mannix. This is all action, right? Then it gets swabbed. Hey, everybody. How you doing? I'm Joe Mannix. Hey, you know my receptionist, Peggy? Yeah. She's African American. How cool am I? I'm white and I got a black friend. Who wants some scotch? I'm Joe Mannix. Yeah. Hey, Peggy, why don't you run out and get us another bottle of scotch? I'm all out because I'm Joe Mannix. Mannix is thirsty. I'm going to sit here and polish my gun here in my office. Oh, it's the best.
Mannix is thirsty.
Mannix is thirsty.
If there's not a Ralph Garman one-man Joe Mannix show that I can go see, I'm gonna be very angry.
That was my favorite episode, Mannix is Thirsty. That was like season three, I think, they did that one.
I just applaud that he has a black friend. I'm very impressed.
Peggy, his secretary and good close friend was mm-hmm. Peggy.
Okay.
And she was, Gail Fisher was her name, an African-American actress, at a time where there really were no lead characters in a series played by African Americans. So it was a very cool show.
Take your word for it.
Oh, it's a good show.
It's all fake news.
No!
It's phony stuff.
Come on,
it
Donnie.
It didn't happen, right?
Donnie J, come on.
Nope.
I think Donnie J would be a Mannix fan.
Which is a failing pile of garbage.
I would not have had the black secretary there, okay? I would have got, what's wrong with a nice Russian secretary?
I think it's an absolute disgrace.
Yeah.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
It's only been a week, by the way. Just to remind everyone.
It's been a week.
Just to remind everyone, it's been about a week.
Yeah.
Just want to say. Hey.
And how long do we have to go now?
More weeks.
More weeks.
There are more weeks to come.
All right.
Zoe Deschanel, congratulations. She apparently is expecting her second child, according to Us Weekly magazine. That's good news. I bet she's a good mom. She seems fun.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah. This, of course, means that she may be taking some time off from New Girl again, like she did with the first pregnancy. That means just more Megan Fox. That's all right with me.
Yep.
How funny is Megan Fox, by the way? How unexpectedly funny is Megan Fox on that show?
She's great.
She's really good on that show.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't have pegged her as a person with a lot of comedy chops from watching her previous work.
Agreed.
Although Transformers is pretty funny, right? Pretty funny. Transformers.
We hadn't seen her do much intentionally.
But not because she was being it intentionally. Yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
I still am Team Winston, by the way, on that show. He's still my favorite character. It's a great cast. I agree with everything you're saying. It's a great ensemble, but Winston's my favorite.
That was Beans.
Fun fact.
Tom Brady.
He's a guilty.
Right?
Guilty.
He's going to play in the Super Bowl again.
Sure is.
His baby mama, Bridget Moynihan, was on Live with Kelly, saying that his 9-year-old son, Jack. Does Jack know he has his father's Tom Brady? Does he even know?
Yeah,
that,
they hang out all the time with Tom and Giselle's kids as well.
But they tell him, like, Tom's an uncle or something?
What
or
is
like,
wrong
he's a friend with
you,
the family.
Ralph? Come on.
Did he not impregnate Bridget Moynihan and then move on?
Well, he had moved on from Bridget Moynihan. They got back together.
Unless
did
he's
it.
Got a really long
and then,
firing squad
And
distance.
Then he gets in a relationship with Giselle, and she's like, oh, by the way, Tommy, I'm pregnant. What are you going to do?
Leave Tom Brady alone.
Thank you, Donald. Finally, something we can agree on.
Anyway, they asked him, does 9-year-old Jack want to play football? She's like, no. He's a soccer player. Oh, how heartbroken is Tom Brady, right?
So he's going for a manly sport then, you're saying?
Why couldn't he? Oh, that must be so sad to hear. You're Tom Brady.
Or if you're...
Papa, I want to play soccer. I want to play soccer with all my friends, Papa.
Why is he British?
I would like to play soccer, and I want to go on the soccer pitch. Can you buy me a new kit, Papa?
There's a lot of people that don't like Tom Brady.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Right.
Yeah. It's true.
Brady's like, why couldn't you just tell me you're gay? Why do you have to bring me the bad news that you want to play soccer? Why couldn't you just bring me some decent news?
I don't know, Papa. If the black and white ball just calls to me.
By the way, Ralph, we may have to discuss this on Monday, but Allie is putting her friends through the ringer because she's going to a Super Bowl party, but she doesn't want to interact with anybody because she's too nervous.
Listen.
So she's going to be a miserable guest at a Super Bowl party. She wants to go to the party but have nobody talk to her.
That's on like her friend for inviting her.
I am not putting it on my friend. She just said she's going to have a separate area for me where I'll be a little more comfortable.
Then why are
you a Komodo dragon? What do you need a separate pen?
Is it not back in a pen?
It might be.
Jesus,
listen, if she is very accommodating, there will also be a taco truck.
You shouldn't be there.
I'm going.
If you're going to be all surly and you don't want to interact with other people.
I'm not
going to
be surly at all. I'm just going to be a little
nervous.
Well, they
shouldn't put you in a pen. You should just stay in your own.
Anybody that needs your own
habitat. Stay in your own habitat.
If they build you a pen, it's an issue.
They're not building a pen.
She said she has a separate area for you.
She's just being kind.
But right. Why do you need a separate area?
Because I don't want people talking around
then
me during the game.
Stay the F at home.
Then you shouldn't be at a party. Why are you going to a party if you don't want to interact with people?
Because I really like my friend, and there's going to be a taco truck.
Your friend who you're not going to talk to, and the taco truck you're
not going
to eat from?
I'll talk to her before the game. Okay. I'll watch a little bit of Lady Gaga, and I will talk to her after the game.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Yeah. During the game, I need to.
I feel like I'm missing out by not being at
that
party.
What a win for them to invite you. What a get. You're the social nav of the season right there.
Thank you.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Rosamund Pike is 38 years old today. The Pattons. Mike Patton of Faith No More and Patton Oswalt celebrate their birthdays today as well. Alan Cumming is 52 and Mimi Rogers is 61. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7.
I think I'm gay.
106.7. K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 9:10. Jay Moore, welcome.
Yeah, this is the longest I've ever been on Kevin and Bean. I'm just coming home from the club. I had a hot dog vending machine outside with the cotton candy and roller skates, damn it.
Jay Moore is going to be at the Flappers Comedy Club in Burbank tonight and tomorrow night. Tickets are on sale now. Just $20, by the way, to see one of the all-time great comedians in the world today, flapperscomedy.com. How are you, sir?
I'm tired because my son wakes up at 4:40 like a meth head, longshore fisherman. I'm not sure what's happening. And every time he wakes up, I go to the bed and I peek on him and he wakes up and he goes, "Yo, what? Is it morning time?" I'm like, "Whoa, easy, buddy. Easy." I go, "Yes, it's morning time." He goes, "How many in a row is that?" I go, "How many in a row?" They're all in a row. And then I realize it's 10 minutes have gone by. And I've been explaining to him how time operates.
I see.
Ooh, see, right? It's a human invention. It's a construct laid over existence.
And he's
it's
how
our
old,
biggest
Jay?
Handcuff, and it's also the greatest gift we can give. And I've noticed now you've peed your bed, and you've been rubbing your nuts since I've gotten here. I used to have a voice.
What happened? Yeah.
I was up 24 hours two nights ago.
Well, I'm trying to figure out your schedule here because Dave, our producer, says you texted him at 2 a.m. And now you're telling me you were up with your boy at 4:30 this morning. That doesn't...
And then you were awake for 24 hours.
It doesn't sound like you had a lot of time to sleep.
That actually makes exact sense to what I just said.
Right, but that's what
I'm trying to figure out. I have not slept.
But why are you living your life this way,
because,
Jay?
Because I have a fire lit and I'm writing a lot and I don't want it to stop.
Okay.
And I smoke crack cocaine. Yes, I have smoked crack.
But you know that that's not a sustainable model.
Yeah, okay. I know that. Right. I have two shows in Burbank tonight, and I'm like, oh, wow. Like, I have to go pull over and get a nap in my truck or something. Allie, help me.
I'm sad.
And Dean Martin would say, "Don't look down, help me." He'd say that to the piano.
Did he
play.
Really?
Like, he'd tell you some joke or something wouldn't work, or he'd miss, "I left my heart in France, and don't look down, help me."
He'd say to the piano. Do you have a history? Is there something we don't know about you that in the past this has worked for you, where you've had a book to write or a sketch to write or a bit to write and you've been able to just stay up 24 hours and that's successful for you in the past?
No, it's never happened before because it's not a book. It's something else. And I've never written for me before. Like, oh, okay. You know what? This is Miami here. Like, if I go do this.
Oh, I see. Okay. So it's a project that you're doing for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
But there's like two or three happening. And happening meaning me happening. Not like I got this guy involved and so... But I don't talk. I sound like Adam Sandler, but I don't like to talk about it because then I get a angle. I don't really talk. We talk in vague generalities like this.
Because that's fun for everyone.
In this town, I didn't bring it up, Seattle.
New Orleans now, Jay.
Well, used to be Seattle, now New Orleans.
Who cares? Okay. That's where they bury people above ground so you fit in.
That is about right.
A meathead dead from the neck up. I was just in New Orleans at a corporate show for a bipolar advocacy group, and as I'm walking to stage, sadly for the first time, I realized I'm not sure what jokes are going to work because I don't know who's bipolar.
You hadn't thought that through before?
It's a big check.
Okay, fair enough.
I know, but the kind of check that lets you stay awake for 24 hours.
I can see that, but then you you're walking to the stage, seems might be a little late in that process.
Yeah. Therein lies the comedy.
But, Jay, you're pretty good at reading a room. You've got a lot of experience doing that. You can easily tell what's working and what's not working, right?
Very well. And, yeah. There's like a weird ancillary income at like being an intuitive. Like a real one, not like, I don't talk to dead people,
right.
But I can snowplow the streets in your head. I can go, no, there's one road here and you're lying to yourself. So when I walk out there, I went, oh, they're all like really, really drunk. Nothing matters.
So perfect. Yeah. I can identify drunk.
Now, Jay, I hope this is okay to bring up, but
wait,
I saw
Kevin just admitted he drinks.
Well, that's not a secret or a surprise to anybody,
I mean,
Jay.
You know you're drunk when you're in front of the refrigerator trying to make peanut butter and chapstick sandwiches. I always said that like Colin. You know why?
I'm not sure why.
So, I took out my Canterbury Tales and started, all right.
Here's what I was going to ask you. I saw your public statement this week that you have left the More Sports Radio show.
Yeah.
You're no longer doing 3 hours of radio today. And the reason that you gave was you just have, I don't think these were the words you used, but it was the effect of I have too many other projects going on, too many balls in the air or whatever. And it sounds like that's kind of what you're saying is you just have so many things not quite ready to be announced yet, but you're busier than ever.
Well, nothing's ready to be announced because nothing's completed. And being a dad all the time and
it's
being present as a father and a dad, and then the things, movies and TV and stand-up, I realized I wasn't giving my passions, radio being one of them, 100% of my attention. So it was hard, man. I love
Can I just say you were great on the radio, though?
Yeah, you can.
You really were great on the radio,
and I'm
sad for our industry to lose you. I understand why, and I'm happy for you as a friend, but I'm sad to see you off the air. That's what I'm saying.
I am too. But here's the thing: yesterday, I looked at my phone. I'm like, did I die? Because I was trending on Twitter, and I go, I actually went, there's no way I died. And then I realized I'm on a 10 steering with my knee.
Not like get my phone.
Yeah, it's all right. What are you gonna do? You got hammered, bro. You stay with your knee. It's all right. And then it was all the listeners with the hashtag JMore Sports and my name and my at JMore37 saying I never would have known you. Like a guy in New Orleans talking to a guy in Fresno, a guy in Australia talking to Gabe in Hawaii, talking to Mike in Fresno, talking to CJ in Irvine, talking to whomever. And I was like,
that's pretty cool.
I was like I was overwhelmed. I went, that's the prize. All these people will never not be in touch. But the radio show was great and fun. And when you get to call like Greg Hardy, a wife beater, and if I see him, I'll spit on his feet, and I'll take the beating for the team. And then he blocks you on Twitter. You go, oh, somebody played this for him. It's amazing. I loved it, man.
We've been doing
greatest job I ever had in my life.
We've been doing this show for a long time, as you know,
I'm
Jay.
Sorry. Allie, please, can we get a word in edgewise?
I know. I'm going to try and hold back.
And I was just going to co-sign what you were saying, which is we sometimes forget that there actually are people listening and that your words have impact. But that is...
Well, on this show, of course.
Yeah, but that is that's eye-opening, and I'm glad you got a chance to see the effect of that.
I meant that as a... thank you, and I meant that as a compliment. On this show, of course, I really did, because you guys... I always feel you guys just annex whatever country arrives. You're the Soviet Union. You're like, all right, Poland, you're with us. And Poland goes, I don't want any trouble. It sells some tickets to flappers. You guys are always like home base. So I'm ready to rock, kick some butt, out there doing my thing.
Fantastic. All right, if you want to see Jay Moore on No Sleep for 36 hours,
I feel like Al Pacino in Insomnia. I haven't slept in 6 days, Bean. Why don't we go down to the schoolyard, pull him out of class, and shake him off? It's 10 o'clock.
I love that movie, by the way. I love that movie.
At night? Oh, why didn't you tell me that?
That is going to be Flappers Comedy Club in Burbank. It's going to be tonight and tomorrow night. Tickets on sale now. FlappersComedy.com. Just $20. A quick break. Jay gets a cat nap. We'll be right back on K-Rock.
All right, I'm going to attempt this name, and I'm not going to get it right, and I'm just going to tell you that up front.
Congrats. What are we doing? What name are we doing here?
We're doing the Kings of Leon win a trip to Hyde Park to see... a K-Rock listener wins a trip to Hyde Park in London to see Kings of Leon.
Okay.
And that listener's name is Adelina Buonocore.
One more time, please.
Adelina Buo Nokor.
And who is the silver medalist women's Olympic wrestling from Kazakhstan?
Points. From Anaheim.
Wow.
Won that trip.
Congratulations. Going to London to see the band.
In all fairness, when Kevin reads her name, how could she possibly know she's won?
That's a great question, Jay Moore.
Well, we'll follow up with a call, probably.
Hey, yeah, let Dave call. All he knows how to say is, are you here? You'll know.
I just want to say today has been a really fun Kevin and Bean show. And if you woke up late, you didn't get a chance to hear it, please get the podcast later on today because we have Mila Jovovich on the program today. We had Dave Duchovny on the program today. Andy Cohen was on the show today.
Good
and we saved
Lord.
The best for
right?
last because
show.
Our friend Jay Moore is
Andy,
in studio with
Andy 411. Right Andy Cohen, my dude. I'm the only guy to ever guest host, the only person to ever guest host a Clubhouse.
Is that right?
Ever. There's been one. I cracked the gay code to gay paradise, and I broke bread with Teresa Giudice and the Gorgas.
Did you bring Jeffrey?
Don't tell Jeffrey. Good God. Andy's my guy, man. I love him.
He's
Mia,
good, right?
Mia's
He's
a,
good.
She's a really good singer. On Million Dollar Hotel, she did a cover of Sad Light of Love, and I was like, good God. It's like she sounds like Macy Gray.
No kidding.
Yeah. And she can take a punch, man.
Wait, what?
Long story. Roxbury, it's closed now. Why bring it up? Glory Hole, adult bookstore, whatever.
Jay
yes, sir.
Is at the Flappers Comedy Club in Burbank tonight, tomorrow night. Hey, with all the stuff that you mentioned and all the stuff that you can't mention, you are also still doing the podcast, right?
Oh, that's the love. That's breaking bread in the garage, yeah.
You had Penn Jillette on this week.
Wow.
That somebody is that you've known for over 20 years.
Must listen.
I was listening to that, and I heard, and I had to remind myself, this is Jay Moore talking to Penn Jillette about the band Bread. That was happening all
briefly,
at the same time.
A lot was going on. And then at the end, it's an atheist and a Christian having a conversation lovingly, openly, and I realized in real time as we're talking, this should be a TV show. Because all I wanted to do was understand where he was coming from, and he explained it in a way that there was like, oh wow, I thanked him, and when I explained to him, because I go, look, I'm selling nothing, I'm pitching nothing. He goes, well, you are, otherwise you wouldn't have said that. I go, no, brother, I'm not, and I never said God or religion. I said faith. That's it. And I asked him what an atheist was because nobody on Twitter will tell me without telling me there's a unicorn in my closet. I'm a sky daddy. And my idea of God is a third grader's drawing. And he just said, I don't actively or currently believe in a God. And that could change now. Now. And he did it like 11 times. And it's Penn Jillette. So like by the fourth finger snap, you're just staring at his hands.
Yeah, you're
yes,
hypnotized.
Master. Well, yes, master.
I'll tell you something about him that I admire is that he is 100 times smarter than me. And
He doesn't treat you that way.
Yeah, he doesn't make you feel bad because he's that much smarter than you.
Well,
and
I said Komodo dragon, Komodo dragon, and he corrected me. He goes, are you saying Komodo dragon instead of Komodo? And I said, maybe. And then I told him to, something that involves sex and things you maybe eat from.
Okay.
All right. Why don't you blank?
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for editing that.
He said, why don't you blank? Boom. Match game. Come on.
Yeah.
That's Charles Nelson Reilly. Why don't you stuff it? People driving now go, I'm 25. What are they doing? Talk about the Clippers like Dave likes.
I just wanted to bring up the podcast because you do a great job of interviewing on that show. And I think that's that sounds like an episode definitely worth checking out.
It's one of my favorite episodes. I wanted to have a TV show, me and Penn, with one Christian and one agnostic or an atheist.
Atheist.
And then whenever they get going, we hit a buzzer and go, stop, restart the clock. You did not listen to what he said. That's it.
Oh, interesting.
That's
they
the whole
do that
show.
For presidential debates, too.
What's the fun in that?
They never get anywhere.
Teresa Giudice, you're fired.
How do you think the first week has gone with our new president?
I'm a comedian. It's amazing. We had the first black president. Now we have the first orange president. Jeez, how many Cheetos do you eat to become an orange human being? And we could have had a first woman. If I was Hillary Clinton, I would have handed over every computer ever. My neighbor's Etch-a-Sketch, Viewmaster, rotary phone, and go, here you go. Might be some pictures of me at a swingers party. I don't care. Kiss my ass. It's like, here's some of this. When you nickel and dime everybody, they get nuts. And, look, I'm a Chris Christie guy. What do you want me to do? a big fat guy from Jersey. It's like, oh, Bridgegate. Look, if you can't close a lane of a bridge to make your friends laugh as governor, there is no point in being governor. Hey, this guy in Fort Lee, New Jersey gave me headaches. Watch this. I'm going to steer every car through the heart of this town. I hate this guy. Your friends are like, high five. Being governor's cool, bro. He can't be president. There was a bridge closure. You should have just grabbed that guy by his, you know.
That did derail him, however.
Yeah.
I mean, it did.
People go, he can't win. He's really, like, fat. I go, have you been to the mall? he's not. There's people in there that look like they've eaten themselves. Anyway, gang. All right. You know what I realized?
Jake, can I bring up something personal?
Sure. No. Like, now we're going to, like.
I'm saying.
No, that's my business, whatever it is you're about to say, and I don't know.
Are you dating?
Am I dating?
Yes. Seeing someone?
Yeah. No. I don't know. What? If I am, it's one only. I was never a...
Okay.
I was never a coxman, I believe they call it, on actual television, right? Is that a real thing you can say?
I'm not positive.
Yeah, why don't you take a chance there, you know? No, I'm not out catting about. Doesn't interest me, sir.
All right.
Why was that like a personal weird thing?
Well, I heard a rumor, and I didn't know if to bring it up on the air or off the air. Should I turn off the mics, and then we can talk?
I care.
All right. You're dating Jeannie Buss. Is that true?
Jeannie Buss was on my podcast in July.
And is she still there?
On my podcast? Yeah. She might be to the premium content part. And you can unlock Jeannie Buss for $4. She's the kindest human being I've ever met in my life. Ever. You think it's like an act. And you go, oh my gosh,
You think it's like an act because she's too nice?
It's you know, when you get like a doll and you're like, don't take it out of the package, it loses its, like she's like the Princess Barbie still in the box. But if you speak with her, you're in there with her. Because when you open the box, it gets like nicked and it's all whacked out.
Right.
And if you listen to the podcast, I go, in the middle of it, I go, oh my God, you're really this nice. Because I realized it's not. It wasn't like a defense mechanism. She's that. Wow. I realized I'm rambling like I'm on cocaine. I am in love.
So is that a yes
with Jeannie Buss?
Whoa! Who, what?
You are.
Yes, but not yes.
No, it's yes and in improv.
Okay, right. Yes and. Yes and you are.
I don't know a single person that's ever met her that's not.
All right.
Gone when they shake her hand. And what was the question?
Is she in love with you?
Ooh, good one.
Get her on the show.
Well, we don't really have her number, but you might.
You know, who isn't?
You know what I mean? Isn't.
Who isn't? Call Andy Cohen. From the Andy Cohen to the Alec Baldwin to the Rufus Wainwright.
So we're not getting an answer on that one.
I just gave you an answer.
You're in love with her? He said he's in love. What else can he say?
I'm in love with you, Kevin.
I know, but the same as her?
No.
Because if so, we need to move on.
No, because you give me things. That no woman could ever give me.
Look, I'm going to just weigh in here because we're almost out of time and just say that I just hope you're happy, Jay. We love you.
I've never been happier in my life.
And we want you to be happy.
And I realized when you go through transitional things in your life, people think, when you tell people like you're so happy, you go in real time, oh, wow, they think I'm trying to convince myself. And you go, I'm not trying to convince, and like, no, that makes it worse. So then people go like, I'm really sorry about this and that. And you just go, thanks, man. Because you want to go, no, you don't understand. Everything's great. I saw the Spurs last night.
Well, look, I'm glad you're happy, and I hope that you also get some sleep, and I hope you get a lot of it between now and 8 o'clock at Flappers tonight, all right?
You know what I realized real quick? How much time are you out here? I can hit the post.
I mean, you know.
We have less than a minute.
I don't get ready for bed at all, and going through like a marriage, you realize, like, I'm going to go get ready for bed. Mm-hmm. You'll be told that. There's still 45 minutes left in the night. They go in the restroom. And it sounds like the pit crew of the Indy 500.
Right.
They come out, they look, women, you don't know this, you look exactly the same. After and then they got like chapstick and water, tissues, anything that may happen during the evening has to be accounted for. We lay down and sleep just sort of happens.
Yeah.
And then we wake up and we put our clothes on, socks, pants, underpants,
or
shirt,
keep them on and just.
In the order we took them off. Because like right? So to close, stop asking us, why don't you pick up your clothes? We're not done with them.
Boom.
I've only worn this 2 days.
Jay Moore, Flappers, tonight and tomorrow night. Yeah, FlappersComedy.com.
Yes, just 20 bucks.
I'm sorry, what? Hey, that's over. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 941.
We got time for one more look at the Showbiz Beat. Ralph Garman steps in. What's going on?
You got the new colonel. That's what you got. Congratulations to the new colonel.
Oh, is this
got a new colonel.
Kentucky Fried Chicken commercials? Another comedian?
No, I'm just talking about the Army.
Oh, right.
Oh, okay.
No, we have, of course, it's KFC. Here's the thing. Right.
I like the old colonel.
Listen.
The most recent colonel.
Zip it. Zip it.
Sorry.
Zip it.
Okay, go ahead.
Scott, zip it.
Go ahead.
When this campaign first started, we all said, Daryl Hammond, what? This is weird. And the commercials were bad. And we're like, this is a disaster, a PR disaster for KFC.
Seemed a little creepy.
A nightmare. Uh-huh. They're going to crash and burn. You'll never be able to buy another piece of their chicken because there will be no more locations open. We didn't know. We didn't see the big picture. They were sucking us in, man. Mm-hmm. They were setting us up.
For
it was the first domino for a slew of celebrities and comedians who were obviously in the plans to be colonels throughout this campaign. They're going to change them on the reg, as they say.
We had Norm MacDonald.
Yes.
Right. We had David Alan Greer.
No, that was the rumor, and then
that, was
that
his
never
joke.
Oh,
he didn't
out.
Do it. That was his joke. That never
happened.
Oh, it was
happened. His joke. Okay. We had Rob Riggle.
Yeah, him I liked.
Riggle's the current one.
Yeah, okay.
But they're tying everything into specific foods and times of the year. For example, George Hamilton was their summer pitch man for Crispy, and he was tanned on the beach and everything. Then you had Riggle for football, for snacking for football.
Okay.
You had Jim Gaffigan.
Oh, right.
Right.
There's been a series that they've all been very specific, tied to certain menu items. Well, the new one is for Georgia Gold.
And what is
which
that?
Which is honey mustard barbecue sauce on their delicious chicken. And the new colonel is entirely plated in gold from head to toe. So it had to be like a handsome, striking man. And so your new colonel...
Yusuf Puig.
No, it's not the Yusuf Puig. Is... Any guesses?
Boba Fett.
Not Boba Fett. Mm. What's Boba Fett, by the way? Isn't it Boba Fett?
It's definitely Boba
I
Fett.
I thought so, yeah.
John Hamm.
Good question. Not good guess. Not a question at all. Good guess, but he's currently getting his taxes won. So I think that would be conflict of interest.
Right, okay.
Steve. Yeah. Steve could not make it. He was in the running, though.
Toby Keith.
Billy Zane.
Billy? Titanic?
Actor, Titanic star Billy Zane is the new colonel.
Huh.
Right?
Is that... Do you like that?
Yeah, he looks good. Look at him. Look at him all golden.
Shiny. Did they give him hair?
Yeah, they gave him hair. No, he's a bald colonel.
That would be it. That would
they
be
They do the
amazing.
Makeup for everybody the same.
He's gold.
He is gold.
But he's got the colonel mustache and goatee and
he looks
hair.
Great.
He looks great. So he's your new colonel. And this is the Georgia Gold, by the way. It looks delicious. Remember how we felt about pizza this morning?
Yeah.
Now I'm feeling about KFC
yeah,
for lunch,
really.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Gotta get me some Georgia Gold.
Now, I have to ask you guys, since we're on the topic of fried chicken, are you KFC? Are you Church's? Or are you Popeyes?
I'm KFC.
Because
I'm
way
Popeyes.
Way
Popeyes.
Yeah.
I mean, how Popeyes can you be?
So Popeyes.
Take it easy.
That it's not even
chicken.
Close. That, like, KFC is barely chicken compared
That's
to
ridiculous
Popeyes chicken. No, I'm serious. Those
of us that are normal, we say, uh-huh. Hey, I prefer KFC, but Popeyes is fine.
No, Popeyes is a win. It's
All
a
right,
solid win.
Take it
win.
Easy.
Well, popcorn shrimp, too.
Yeah.
Good night.
I don't trust a chicken place that serves shrimp. It's not right.
Really?
It's not proper.
It's not proper.
It isn't.
You need a proper chicken place.
Go to a fish place or go to a chicken place. Make up your mind.
Okay.
I go to KFC. I'm not dealing with, do you have any barracuda on the menu today? No. I'm getting popcorn chicken and popcorn and golden Georgia gold and things and buckets, and I'm eating it. That's it. I'm done with you people.
And the Popeye's sides are so good. The mac and cheese is so good. The coleslaw is so good. I mean, really, it's a great meal.
KFC wins.
KFC, hands down, except for the corn on the cob, which is mushy.
Well, it's hard to... It doesn't last. Yeah. Corn on the cob is a tough sell. It really is.
I'm still a KFC man, though.
Oh, KFC.
Okay.
All day. Every
all
day.
Allie and I will be over here doing it right.
Yeah.
What?
I'm out.
Yeah, Allie, you're going to be doing it right.
Meaning eating at the right fried chicken restaurant. Popeyes?
Yeah,
come on.
Doing it right, Allie.
Yes.
Over there in the pen during the Super Bowl party, doing it right.
Don't bogart that toy.
I don't know who that's worse for, her or me.
Her.
I'm not sure.
Oh, we are.
We're telling you. We're giving you the answer.
But I'm just saying.
Speaking of celebrity love, like Ally and Bean.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Nope.
Just imagine for a minute.
No.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Yeah. It's not like that, you guys.
Right.
Oh, all right, what do you got?
Astrological love coach. This is a thing, by the way. This is a profession, apparently.
Astrological love coach,
who I'm guessing will set people up according to their astrological signs.
I feel like people could do that for themselves.
Lisa Greenfield is her name.
Okay.
She has given us love predictions for 2017. Celebrity love predictions. These couples will end up together boning this year.
So they're not current couples.
They are not
but
couples
they will
right
be.
Now, but
okay.
they will be. She predicts.
Interesting. All right, actual predictions. Okay.
Yes. Taylor Swift and Scott Eastwood.
I believe he starred in one of her music videos on the last album, and they were friendly, so it wouldn't surprise me.
I could see that.
They're about the right age. Sure.
Lady Gaga and Jared Leto.
They're both very theatrical.
Emma Stone and Milo Ventimiglia.
I don't hate that.
Good for them.
Brad Pitt and Halle Berry.
Nope. Never.
It's in the stars.
Okay.
The stars say it.
Stars say it. And lastly, Jennifer Gardner and Scott Speedman.
Oh, yes.
That would make a lot of people happy.
Scott Speedman, he's our friend from Animal Kingdom, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. He plays the main brother, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Rufus.
He's not Rufus.
He plays Rufus.
Like Charlie.
He's not
Rufus. No?
He's not Charlie either.
Okay.
You got Pope. You got...
Rufus.
Not Rufus. Cody.
Monty.
It's been so long since I watched Animal Kingdom.
Forget Jerry.
Names now. It's coming back soon, though, I think.
You got Jim Bob?
Nope.
It's no Jim Bobs. I just know Pope and Cody and...
Baz. Come on.
Yeah. So those are your love... Oh, I'm sorry. One more. Number six. Ally and Bean.
Right?
Ally and Bean.
I don't think so.
Not a thing.
Come on.
Popeyes.
Not a thing.
Post office.
I hate today so much. Tell Donna I'm sorry about all of this.
Tell Donna I'm sorry.
What's happening?
She would pay you. Pay you to take him off her hands.
Me, Bogart.
Bullions. Just cases of cash, whatever you need.
We're way out of time, you guys. I mean, really, look at the clock.
Bean's having none of our nonsense.
No.
Today's celebrity birthday is Rosamund Pike is 38 years old today. Actress Mimi Rogers turned 61. Alan Cumming is 52. Mike Patton of Faith No More turns 49 years old today. And our good friend, the beloved Patton Oswalt, celebrates his birthday today. Happy brother, Patton.
Nope.
Huh?
He does have a happy brother.
Happy brother,
Matt.
Patton. He does have a happy brother. But also, happy birthday, brother, to Patton Oswalt, 48 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. SoCal Hopeful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. We all win this afternoon at 5 p.m. on the world-famous K-Rock with an hour of commercial-free music.
Ralph, stop it.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
What are you, a moron? What are you, both morons?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I pity the fool.
Right?
Roll another one.
What?
I know.
Just like the other.
I guess they just don't make them like they used to.
This one seems to be about
these dollar bills aren't going to stick themselves in the thumb.
I need another year.
So, get off it.
What are you saying?
It's crap. Garbage. Turn it off. No more. Kevin, stop it.
Roll.
Yeah.
Another one.
Stanley!
Jersey. Send me pictures. This one seems to
be about ten. I would have a hard time doing that.
I don't have another cent.
Thank you very much. Sit down, everybody. Let's enjoy ourselves.
Daniel?
Just pass it around.
What the f*** are you talking about?
Another Friday is upon us.
I just pass it on down.
We're going to stop it. Better we stop it. It's our decision. It's a decision that we have to take. There's no reason to continue with this. Are you okay with that? You agree? Yes. Is that it? Yeah? That's it? Let's finish it. That's it. Let's go.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
This is something nobody can even understand. This is a level of evil that we haven't seen. But we're going to end it. It's time. It's time right now to end it.
Anything else you want to...
No.